106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
14 Washington area couples celebrated Valentine's Day the old-fashioned way this morning. They got married. How romantic. But it was not your basic wedding ceremony. No, ma'am. This was a wedding to remember.
It was a solemn ceremony. Sort of.
And it's the video revolution. We're being videotaped from every conceivable angle right now.
How long is this limo? How long is this limo?
Like 68 feet
of limo. Unbelievable.
Excuse me. Why are you marrying him?
And the couples gathered for only the most solemn of reasons.
We're thinking about going to Las Vegas and do it. But we figured that this would be even tackier than that. So we went with that.
Nervous family members assembled under a wedding tent and shared in the emotional moment of the occasion.
She's 8 months pregnant. She's due next month.
I have it here.
First time in my life I ever rode in a limousine. But he paid for it and made it feel good. But I thought, gee whiz, the first time. And he's bringing me to a parking lot.
The wedding vows were slated to begin at 7 a.m. in the parking lot of the WAVA radio station studios on Lee Highway in Arlington. The families were there more or less on time.
Right now he's about 25 minutes late. He's supposed to be here by 7.
I already backed into their car this morning. No, I'm not nervous.
Everyone remained cool, calm, and collected.
I'm scared he's going to walk down the aisle and break my neck and bust my legs.
The Reverend.
This is like a Super Bowl. Where they introduce him? What is your name, sir?
Andrew Blanco.
It's Andrew.
Go.
All right.
Your name, sir?
Mark Cortina. Thank you, Mark.
Go. Marriage is a joyous occasion, and it brings to mind all those thoughts of home, loved ones, friendship, good times, happiness, longevity. I take the man's name to my wedded husband.
The ceremony was broadcast live on Don and Mike's Morning Drive radio show. And after all 28 vows had been said, Don and Mike showed their appreciation to the Valentine couples by dunking themselves in a vat of Hershey's chocolate.
I'm in here!
The newlyweds celebrated with a first-class, grade-A, top-drawer reception right next door at Roy Rogers.
Hi.
That's why we're the snooze at four.
Stay tuned, though, as the news continues with J.C. Hayward and Bob Aldridge. We'll see you tomorrow. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's so romantic.
Yeah. So, you know, we've done that all before. Mm-hmm. We've done it all before. That's our best one ever. Mm-hmm. We had the mass marriages. We had the divorces. The one that I wanted to point out that we did, I don't know how many years ago, that a couple of DJs, both in New York and L.A. stole, was the getting two strangers to marry each other thing.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. There's so many different combinations. But
good luck with that. When we did that one...
Were they naked when we did that?
No, that was another wedding we had, the dude wedding.
Right. Yes.
But if you remember when we had the strangers get married, I believe the guy nearly checked out at the reception of the bar down the street.
Because he'd been overserved.
Yeah. Some disc jockeys are doing that promotion this year.
Okay, was Shannon one of the guys doing it?
Right now. Wedding. Wedding time. Reception time. And don't forget the honeymoon.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
Gotcha. Nice spin, Big Dick.
The image of him falling is something I'll never be able to get out of my mind. It was, I'd have to say, one of the worst days of my life.
The image of you bathing is one I'll never be able to get out of my mind.
Yeah, so the image of me having my heart explode will never get out of my mind. Dick Cheney, totally in control. I might be really...
And then I have a gay daughter.
Yes.
But I'm not showing it.
They're doing a good job on that, you know, controlling the spin on that.
Uh-huh.
They're doing a good job. And you know what makes me feel good is when I see Cheney walking around, and you know who he's got on the leash is that straw girl that's married to the bald Louisiana guy.
You're talking about, of course, Mary Madeline,
right.
Who
yeah,
has
right.
been advising me for quite some time.
And she's married to that guy, James Carville. Well, I tell you what, now Bill Clinton would never do anything like that.
How much fun.
Well, I tell you, I'm married to a woman exact opposite of the way I am, you see, in politics. Yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that must be a fun household.
It must be.
Yeah. All he is, goddamn.
Mary,
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
I appreciate your support. It's something I'm not proud of.
I hope he's okay.
I'm the vice president.
The vice president.
Buck stops with me, and so when I saw him, I said, Quail. Pulled the trigger and he went down, and it's one of the worst days, not the worst day.
Mike,
yes.
Want a chance to win a prize?
I sure would.
Okay. True or bullcrap? True or bullcrap?
I'm ready. Standing by.
In high school, Ronald Reagan's nickname was the Big Sack.
True.
Damn it. It's bullcrap.
And that's bad. When it starts like that, it means I'm going to answer them all wrong.
Mike.
Yes, I'm standing by. Go ahead, Don.
Jack Daniel of Jack Daniel's Whiskey.
Yes.
Was killed by a drunk driver in 1921.
False.
Bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
Bull crap.
Good job.
That is bull crap. And I'm sorry I shot you. Really one of the worst, not the worst.
No.
Worst days. When Lynn's upset. But it was close to one of the worst days of my life. I certainly hope he doesn't die. He may die, but that would be a shame, too.
Mike?
Yes, Don? Just working it out as I broadcast here.
Bob Barker did karate for 25 years.
Yes, true.
That is true.
Good job.
You only know that because you're a big Bob Barker fan.
I'm a huge Bob Barker fan.
Okay. Hummingbirds don't sleep.
True.
Bull crap.
Well, if they sleep, won't they fall?
Bull crap.
No, that, you know what? We used to see dead hummingbirds up in Maine, and they have feet.
James,
maybe they were sleeping.
James, I mean, they have claws. I mean, talons.
Right. James Cameron originally wanted to cast O.J. Simpson as the role of the Terminator, but believed that people would not accept him as a killer.
True.
Oh, that's bullcrap.
See, it's the way you're selling it. You're getting me. You're getting me.
These are.
You're getting me.
On a hot day, Mike.
On a hot day,
squirrels walking on pavement leave sweaty footprints. On a hot day, squirrels walking on pavement leave sweaty footprints.
True. Mm-hmm.
That is true. They have glands.
Mm-hmm. Sweat through their paws.
Yes, they do.
They sweat through their paws.
Like dogs.
Just like Lynn.
Lynn Hope.
Cheney. That's a bad day.
Yeah.
She's sweating through her hand.
The image of him falling is something I'll never be able to get out of my mind. It was, I'd have to say, one of the worst days of my life.
My life, yes. I'm still going to be Mr. Control, even though I didn't control that damn shotgun. Wish I could have controlled that. I wish I could control several things. My shotgun, my appetite, my ability to process.
Mike, a male rhinoceros has no scrotum.
False.
I'm sorry, that's a fact.
I've never been that close to one, but...
They stay up in the stomach area.
So they haven't dropped. That's why they have high voices.
Right.
Very, very. A rhino will have a very high voice.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
I like that.
It's one of the worst days of my life. Really bad.
Find one more.
Practice makes perfect. That's what I'm doing.
I know.
I'm practicing my Cheney as we speak.
We enjoy it.
I've been able to figure him out, but it's back to work.
Finally, your genitalia.
Give me some jambalaya.
True or BS, bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
Your genitalia gets smaller as you reach middle age.
False.
That's a fact, Jack.
What?
Minor.
Mine's gotten bigger.
That's a fact. Well, you should see a doctor, Mike.
Now I'm worried that I might have some sort of medical condition.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to the fabulous pre-show. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Vice President Cheney.
How's it?
How are you?
What?
I can safely say, based on this phone call, this is one of the worst days of my life.
You may have to shoot this guy.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to take my 28 gauge.
President Cheney. And please note that I do refer to you by the proper title, President and Lord Cheney.
Well, there's really no need to do that, Don.
You guys ever notice that Joe Artinger's website, that he has his credits listed as the assistant producer of your show? Isn't he a phone screener?
Yes, he is.
I'm afraid I will not be able to shoot him today.
You will not. Okay, he gets a pass.
Yeah, he gets free pass. Have a nice day.
He gets the TiVo bonk.
Let's go. Let's go back to quail.
And he's out.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me make sure this thing is working. Now, I don't want to pull a Forrest Gump here. And what I mean is, remember that scene where she takes her bra off and it's like, oh, it's done. Over. It's done. Okay. I don't want to.
My God, what are you talking about?
Oh, what I mean is, we're going to be playing with the phone whores today. And we've got the bank of Jack Bauer tapes.
Right.
We've got the bank of Larry King tapes. We've got the bank of Rosie O'Donnell tapes. Today we have something brand new for you.
Okay.
When we call the phone whores, the woman will say hello and the man will say,
hello there.
Now, just humor me for a moment.
I recognize that voice.
Yes.
Now, it's not the voice of the person that we are going to say it is.
Okay.
That's good right there. So, Buzz, let's say, for instance, you're a phone whore.
All right.
We're calling a gay sex line.
All right.
Give me a moment with my cheat sheet. Okay, I'm ready. I'm on the computer with this. Let's give this a dry run through, no pun intended.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Hello?
Hello there.
Hey, stud. How are you?
What was that question?
I said, how are you?
Let's get busy.
I'm with you. Where do you want to start?
Okay. Why don't you ask him what his name is?
What's your name?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hello, Michael.
Yes?
My name's Michael, too.
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
Buzz?
What are you into, Michael?
I find an enema clears my mind.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I'm not sure I'm interested in that kind of scene.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Well, then I'll reconsider.
Change me, mommy.
No, again.
La, 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 la.
Quiet, you.
La, 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 la.
I don't like that.
Hello there.
I don't. Hi.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
I know.
I'm wearing a little black dress.
I'm not surprised.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
I got that impression.
M'lady, your feet are like a summer's day.
Why, thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
Is that the tease?
That's the big tease right there.
That's the demonstration, but we've got over 50, as the kids call them, wild, zany tracks.
Buzz Burbank is the phone ho.
Buzz is always stepping up and ready to ad lib.
Absolutely.
Buzz is quite the man in that regard.
Yes, I am.
If I could just take a moment to tell you, I think I did something today that everybody wants to do at some point. I had to go see two different doctors today. And generally speaking, doctors are okay. They fix you. They make you feel better.
You were doctor shopping.
I go to see the first doctor.
I don't think he was doctor shopping, Buzz.
About the stitches in my head.
Right.
From the car accident, which are now dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not wearing the backwards baseball cap today, which is why you'll maybe notice that already I'm less hip-hop.
You sound whiter.
Than I've been in the last 3 days.
Yeah, you seem a little more fancy-free, if I might add that, too.
And I don't have that big head wound thing on the back of my head anymore. I just got... they had some nice Green Bay Packer Band-Aids.
Uh-huh. Are you wearing a Green Bay Packer Band-Aid?
Take a look, Mike.
There it is.
That'll
be good luck. Only you could find Green Bay Packer Band-Aids.
But the big ones, the big-ass ones.
The
big square ones to cover up the remaining dissolving stitches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Then the next stop, and I'm in and out of there in like 25 minutes.
Right.
And they couldn't have been nicer. They clean it up. They take off all the crap. They say, hey, you know, it doesn't look as bad as we thought it would.
Right.
You know, we'll see you never, basically, is what they say. Okay, mm-hmm. You're done. That's it. You're going to have a scar on your head. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to go to the guy about the ribs. So that appointment is at 10:30. I arrive at the office 10:25. Mm-hmm. Mr. Punctuality.
Right.
You know, that's something I learned from show business friend Mike Douglas.
That's right.
Always be 5 minutes early for every appointment.
Mm-hmm. Always.
That's right.
Read it in the book, Mike Douglas, My Story.
It's perfect.
You're not early, you're late.
Recommend it. You know what a faggot I am? I have that book at home. I mean, I did read the book when I was a kid.
Right.
Mike Douglas, like, how, you know, how to become a TV talk show.
Jaddy's Little Girl.
Or whatever that song is he sings.
The Man in My Little Girl's Life.
The Man in My Little Girl's Life.
Oh, the Christmas song is better, though. Do you have that one, Rob?
I'm one step ahead of you.
You got it?
Hello.
No, the Christmas song is like Happy Birthday, Jesus.
That's true. Record.
This is the Mike Douglas hit record. Remember, always be
80 five, wants a dolly.
5 minutes early for every single appointment.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Katie got a dolly.
La 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 la.
Something's wrong. Michael Hughes was interrupting Michael Douglas.
Take it easy, honey.
But we were poor that Christmas.
Mike Douglas.
There's Mike Douglas. The only white man ever made me more.
First color TV show I ever saw, Mike Douglas.
So, the message is always be early. You know, don't be a slacker. Be
right.
Early. So I'm there early.
You're there.
I sign in. No problem. I wait. I understand it's a busy office. 10:30 becomes 10:45, becomes 11 o'clock, becomes 11:15. Now I have been waiting 45 minutes when Nurse Ratchet comes out and says, oh, hi there. Come on back here. Mm-hmm. Now, this is really the pre-interview if you're going to go on a talk show.
Right.
Because she does all the real doctoring. Mm-hmm. She takes my blood pressure,
right,
which is normal again. Thank you, fans. Feeling good about that.
You want to thank the fans for your normal blood pressure?
Yes, I do, Mike. All the money fans out there.
You want to thank them because they're applauding you, or do you want to thank them because they're responsible for your low blood pressure?
Oh, no, because I'm sure that they're all applauding right now.
That's okay. Very good.
Normal blood pressure.
Thank you, fans.
Unlike Joe Ardinger, right. I'm not on high blood pressure medicine.
Good. That's a good thing.
I'm not going squirrely.
Mm-hmm.
So then she says, take off your shirt and put on this like hospital gown type thing.
Right.
And she actually says, show me where you're feeling sore. Mm-hmm. Can you lift your shoulder up? And
is that when you went?
Right here. Yeah, right here.
Right here.
Got high pressure right here.
So then she says, and now at this point I'm sitting on that bench that's got the white
paper,
which is just... there's no way you cannot sit on that and make it look like you've not just made a mess or that you're wearing an adult diaper.
The important thing is not to stain it.
Any trace of perspiration, it sticks.
Right.
So it'll go with you like a
And if you stain it, that means you've got problems.
Oh, you stain it. You bought it. But fortunately, I had my pants on.
Uh-huh.
So
good for you.
No issue with the staining. So
it's just a smock over your pants.
Right. Huh. She comes in, takes the blood pressure, does the preliminary thing,
right.
Still waiting. Now it is 11:22. Finally, Dr. Lazy Ass comes in. And really, here's what I get. Now he's got the Ben Franklin glasses on, down right on the bridge of his nose.
Right.
And he comes in and he's got, of course, his
your chart.
Book, his chart
book. His clipboard.
Mm-hmm. He comes in and he's just so freaking busy. It's like he makes his way in and he goes, yeah. He opens the door.
I'm the very important man.
Hello. As he looks at Mike. You know, now keep in mind, it's the same guy that I saw last week.
Right.
Right. So it's like, he should know who I am, but he doesn't. He goes, all right, well, let's see what's going on here. He sets the thing down. He comes over and he goes, so, let me see you lift that left arm. And I go, like this. And he goes, does that hurt? And I say, yes, it does. And he touches right at, by my ribs,
uh-huh.
And he says, okay then. And he turns around, and he takes his little chart again, uh-huh. And he writes something down, and he puts it in that little slot thing that's right. By the door, and he says, oh, all right, I guess we'll see you in about 4 weeks. Now, at this point, I might
be the extent of the examination?
Yes, I might be 100% off base here. And this guy might be the world's greatest physician. He's not my regular doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He comes in an office that came pretty highly recommended.
Okay.
I said to the guy, excuse me. He opened the door. And I said, hey, hold on a second. And he said, yes. And I said, do you realize you've been in here less than 120 seconds with me. Really, I swear to Christ, I said this to the guy. I said, he said, but you're doing okay. I said, hold on a second. You asked me to arrive for the appointment at 10:30. Mm-hmm. I got here at 10:25. I understand that you're running late. You make me wait outside. The nurse does all this stuff. You come in. You mean I only get less than 2 minutes of your time? He said to me, well, really, as he looked at the clock, because uh-huh. There's more money to be made out there. He said, well, really, looking at this, and they're not cracked and they're not broken, bruised ribs, as we told you about a week ago, you'll be sore. And I said, well, then why did you have me come in?
Yeah.
For a follow-up. And I said,
that right there it is. And you know what? Uh-huh. He was with me up until that.
Yep.
Why a follow-up then if he knows said, that's what it's going to be?
Available.
He said, because.
They're going to crack in between the last time he saw you and this time?
Now, this is where I pissed him off.
Uh-huh.
He said, a follow-up. I said, for what? He said, well, there's every chance that there could be a minor fracture that we didn't see in the x-ray that you could be feeling uncomfortable. I said,
yes.
I said, Hold on a second. So, but you've not done any extensive testing on me. You've not done any x-rays today. You came over and you placed your hands on me. And this is where I pissed him off. He said, you placed your hands on me like a faith healer for about 25 seconds. And it was at that point.
They don't like that.
Now, this,
right?
This is where.
Because the next step is quackery.
Right. This point, I say faith healer, uh-huh. And I swear on free, I keep saying that, but so you know that I know I'm telling the truth.
Right.
I'm not exaggerating. It's at that point he does this with the door, with him still inside. It's like slam the door city. When I say this thing about faith healer, it's like, I'm going to get this door shut. We are going to be alone in here. So he fumbles. Well, it didn't really go on that long.
There he goes. Juggling with the door. Then he goes over to the locker.
No, so anyway, he turned and he shuts the door.
Uh-huh.
And he gets my chart out again from the thing on the wall and looks at me and says, and doesn't say anything. And I'm looking at him.
That's his problem.
And here's the thing. He's just wasting time. He's looking at my chart and not saying anything. We did this for, I looked at the clock. I was in the position to see the second hand.
Right.
For 60 seconds.
Right. Give him another minute.
After 60 seconds of him just standing. After I said, I know because what? Because you're a faith healer. Because you just came in and you just touched me for 1 second.
Sometimes those follow-up with the bruised ribs, sometimes those follow-up visits are designed to guard against swelling. That's why they bring you in. They want to guard against swelling.
In your wallet! So he shut the door. And he walked over very methodically, took out my chart, and stood in front of me until I said something, which was about a minute later. And I said, are we done? Is there a problem here? And he said to me, just like the biggest dick in the world, he said, well, I just want to make sure that you feel that you're getting all the time that you need.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Dr. Jerk.
See, they're not used to people giving them lip.
No.
Doctors aren't used to that. I say give it to them.
So,
mm-hmm. They keep you waiting, you let them know.
So, mm-hmm. Now, here's what I do. And this is going to catch up with me, and I don't give a frig. You know, ruin my credit. I don't care, Jack. Because I'm going to tell you what I did. I ended up, so he said, I'll see you in a month. You're going to be fine. And he went on his merry way. That's what happened. He was very offended. I'm telling you the exact story about what happened.
Right.
Maybe I was a prima donna. Maybe I was being a dick.
No.
I just didn't like the fact that I waited for an hour and the guy spent literally less than 2 minutes with me, did nothing. And then when I went to the front desk, see if you can guess, it was $148 American dollars.
Man, that's basically now, working out to be $100 a minute.
Now, granted, they did take my blood pressure, and they did take my temperature, and
orally,
rectally, as I requested.
Okay, so you got the full treatment.
As I requested.
Yeah.
That concert.
They took it the good way.
Mm-hmm. And he did actually pull out the x-rays
right.
that they had taken a week ago.
He looked at those.
And looked at those old pictures.
Someone, did he really say, like they'd missed something? I mean, it's conclusive when you look at an x-ray, is it not? I mean, you can tell. If you've got a fractured rib, you have a fractured rib.
Yes. So
the follow-up, the answer for the follow-up, he didn't have an answer for that.
No. And it's I guess it's a scam. I don't know. Maybe something might have really been wrong, and I know it's always good to go to the doctor. But here's what I did, because the guy pissed me off.
All right.
Rob, and no, you're wrong about that. You're wrong. He's an Indian. But I don't mean like a tomahawk Indian.
No.
I mean like a, you know, like a...
Dots, not teepees.
From the Middle East.
Yeah, right. Dots, not teepees. So, I go to the front desk, and they're going to check me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I give them the CBS, you know, insurance card.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, you get this. And then she says, no, we don't take this. What you'll have to do is pay, and then we'll give you a form, and you give it to the insurance company, and they reimburse you.
Right.
And I've had doctor's offices do this to me before.
Right.
But I was just so pissed. I swear to Christ. I stood right there in front of this very nice lady mm-hmm. who was behind the plexiglass.
Wow.
I said, well, you can tell Dr. Yankit. Mm-hmm. And I went like this. That... Unless my shoulder falls off, I'm never coming back, and he can kiss this $148 goodbye.
Good for you.
and she stood, she wasn't standing, she sat there for just a second.
Uh-huh.
She sat there, mm-hmm. and then she said, well, now you can't, you can't do that. And I said, yes, I can. Now, this was a very nice, sweet lady.
Of course.
Watch me, honey. Who is sitting up front, who has just got, like, the bowl of candy next to her. and
not
and,
exactly the kind of place that you normally see people walk out without paying the tab.
And the cookie jar full of pens.
Right.
I mean, and, you know, and little magnets that have, like, calendars on them and mm-hmm. stuff. This is this woman's only job. She's not a doctor. She's not a nurse. But for whatever reason, I've turned her world upside down because as I'm leaving, I hear her get on, and the other patients who are waiting
over her
are looking at me like, you know, because they see me rip the bill up,
mm-hmm.
and I say, you know, I'll see you in court or something like that. I say, you know, this guy's the worst doctor. I said. He was with me for less than 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I said, my time is more valuable than that, less than 2 minutes.
Well, your health is, sure.
And as I am walking out, I hear her, I heard was, I need security.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You're like a wanted man now.
I need security.
Security.
And he could have avoided all of that with better bedside manner.
Yes.
Just explain himself. Talk to you. This never would have happened.
And with better time management, too. At least sending somebody in saying, he's backed up today, but there are a lot of these offices where that is their standard mode of operation, and especially where we live. Because this is the anthill, people. This is the anthill. Everybody's crawling on top of
you. You leave me in a room with goddamn December issues of Ladies Home Journal and Self Magazine. I mean, is it any wonder I get squirrely by the time Dr. Ass shows up?
Right.
They stack them five high so they can buzz through, and then they're on their way to the hospital for the surgery because that's where the real bread is.
Absolutely. That's where the money is.
Hey,
and, you know, it's not our area. It's everywhere in the country. And it's a big story. It's the whole entire thing.
There are a lot of good doctors out there.
They're wonderful doctors.
I know there are no good doctors. I should have just gone to to your doctor, Buzz, to the regular doctor.
Dr. Bombay.
But no, not me. Yeah. I had to go see, you know.
A specialist.
I had to go see a specialist.
A specialist.
Call Dr. Baker. Doc Baker with his big leather bag and come to your house.
I'll be eager to hear his name off the air. I'd like to know who that is.
Oh, I'm sure everybody would.
Was it Doc Walker?
It was Doc Johnson.
It was Doc Gooden.
It was Marilyn.
Doc Holliday.
That was Dr. Detroit, Mike. Let's not play the doctor.
It was Dr. Doctor.
It was Dr. Doom. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. I want
to Dr. Jingles.
I want to say thank you to you.
It's Dr. Strangelove. Hello.
Hello, you there?
It was Dr. Marcus Welby, MD.
Hey, thank you for Dr. Haji and checking my ribs and I got broke in a car accident. You just felt them and let me go. I appreciate it. And charged me $145. Thank you, Dr. Haji.
Now, wait, hold on. What are you talking about?
He's doing a little play.
Oh, all right.
I broke my ribs in a car accident. I actually cracked them. And he did the same thing to me, man.
Oh, no, this can't be the same doctor. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm from Spotsylvania.
Was it Dr. Doolittle?
Because was, no, I think it was Dr. Hodge.
That one makes it, that put you over the top. You're king of the doctors.
And don't forget, Doc from Walt Disney World, yeah. And also
like Doc Sleepy and Doc?
Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Yeah, Julia Serving.
It was Dr. Hodge.
Dr. Hodge, all right.
I
see you later. Bye-bye. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, and Doc Ock. Doc Ock.
Oh, yes, from Spider-Man.
Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Hello. Hello?
I heard something.
Out
of mic?
No. Well, hold on. You just saved yourself. Yes,
what? What are you doing?
Yes, hello. What?
Speak. It's you.
Oh, gosh. I hate to start the show like this.
It's got
to
be done.
There we go. First taser victim.
It's a good way to start, though.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my life.
Listen, you make it through on the air. Come strong to the microphone.
Yeah.
Bring it. That's what I say.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
I'm still trying to work on that.
Here's your favorite part, Mike.
I said it's about my laughing place.
Yuck.
Between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Yeah, well, that's close enough for government work. And between
noon and 6.
Or 2
and midnight.
I remember to start writing this crap down.
Hello, Michelle.
It's between 3 and 7 East Coast time.
Yeah.
Noon to 4 on the West Coast. 1 to 5 in the mountain zones.
Oh, I got my plan.
And sometimes we're on tape delay, so check your local listings. Oh, yes, everybody from Cleveland. This is a band called The Outsiders. And time won't let me.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Nicer than watching Rob and Mike go-go dance.
Hold on, Rob.
Here you go. Play that intro that's approved by your family.
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
My family's in love with it.
How's your
Perkins?
Oh yeah, Rob's high on drugs today too.
I feel about 2.5 beers ready. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Garcia, and all the chips at sea. I'll be damned! It's Tom Geronimo and Dancing Mike O'Mara.
Rob was at the dentist today.
he had
the roof of his mouth scraped.
No, not that. They take a dollop out of the roof of my mouth. Now the Novocaine is gone enough, I can feel the divot. It's really about the size of 2 Tic Tacs gone. And then they graft it to where my root was exposed on the eye tooth. But the best thing, and I told you in the office, was watching him trim the divot. Because he cut out too much.
Oh, really?
And so he's sitting by me with like a little piece of gauze, and he's cutting it to shape. And he says, don't look over here. So what do?
I look over.
And it looks a little slimy pink Tic Tac. Looking around. Great. Hi, Dr. Dana.
I've been to the dentist, well, not as much as I should, but I've been to the dentist hundreds of times, I'm guessing, over my life. I've never had them cut a piece out of...
My second time.
Out of the roof of your mouth?
Rob has an issue with his gums.
They recede.
He's got receding gums.
And I floss every month.
I get it.
But what is the med that you're on today?
Percocet. Percocet. Elvis loved it. I believe Rush used it.
Percocet, yeah. Everybody tells me that I got the short end of the stick with Vike. Vike had been so popular for so many years, and now it's no longer the farm of choice.
Yeah, Percocet is the new black.
I disagree. I'll trade you. Really? You'll take the Vike over the Percocet?
Any day.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can bowl with Vike.
Oh, can you ever?
He makes cookies with it.
This is the Don and Mike Show, and here we go. It's, we didn't even do all this. Forget all that
stuff. Whatever,
today.
You know.
You know.
Yeah.
It's You
got a calendar.
Feb 16.
Uh-huh. Boy, am I in love.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636 or 800-636-1067 or 202-432-1067. If you want to hear us on the internet, go to donandmikewebsite.com and click for the internet stream.
That looks like spring water today.
Fooled you. Taste it. I dare you to taste it.
All right, well, it's clear.
Hold on.
I'll wait for the last part.
Hold on. Just sprinkle some of the stream in your mouth. There you go. That's right.
God, what's wrong?
Well, it's like acid. Ow! Ow!
Now you've got a divot.
Jesus, what's in it?
It's not acid.
God.
Mike, they're having not a contest. It's a special Secretary's Day promotion here at the radio station. All the women were getting their feet washed.
Ah,
and it's the water.
Jesus.
It's the...
It's not even burning at all. It's taste.
It's the water.
It's the taste. It's like a burning taste.
Does it smell and taste like feet?
It tastes like bad shrimp. Don't go near that.
All of the ladies got to have their feet massaged washed today. And they all got pedicures. And the water that was left over, we are recycling. And we are using in our internet stream. All right, go ahead.
There's some
for you. There you go.
I find it delicious.
Of course you do.
Of course you do.
Mm.
Yeah. That's bad.
That's our intranet stream. You can hear us there. Hi, Don and Mike. Oh, and if you want to email us at donandmikewebsite.com. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
Hey, Mike.
Yo.
Pitchers and catchers.
Is it
spring training, baby.
Is it today?
Yes, it's today. Get down.
It is.
Hey, Don, what happened? Did you get pulled over and get arrested when you were speeding up the doctor's office?
I can't hear this guy.
Did you get pulled over when you left the doctor's office?
No. Why? Why did you ask that?
Because you said they called security.
Oh, he's saying that they caught you.
No,
they didn't catch you.
No, they didn't really know. And besides, I think security pretty much around there is some old fart in a golf cart.
Yeah, and to correct this guy, not spring training today. Pitchers and catchers today reported at Brokeback Mountain.
Pitching, not catching.
Right.
Be proud.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey, turn down that radio, please, or you're going to get tasered or maybe worse.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
I know your doctor's name.
What? What are you saying? What?
That I know who Mike's doctor was.
Okay, who is the doctor?
Dr. Demento.
That
doesn't count. The doctor game over.
Yeah. You know, there is no Monday morning quarterbacking on the name game.
No, you cannot play the name game late. It's not allowed.
But please to be enjoying our restraint, as once again, no shots were fired.
That's amazing.
There was no taser. That was simply a toss of the telephone. Listen, before we move on, first name Will, last name Power.
Yep.
I want to tell you why I almost caved last night.
Would have been a great night to cave.
And it has nothing to do with faggot American Idol.
No.
And I'm going to sound like Brokeback Mountain.
Yes.
You know what?
Why?
I there's no way to say this without sounding like just like a card-carrying faggot.
A fruit.
Like I want to hump you.
It's all right.
A fruit.
Yeah. I miss talking to Rob on the telephone during the show.
God, it would have been a great night to have you to talk about.
And
it.
I know it was so I know that we jam-packed. sound like fag and fag.
Mm-hmm.
But
not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think we bring some masculinity to the table when we discuss.
I never call Rob. Rob never calls me. Rarely. I mean, really, really rarely. It's got to be something really unique. And Rob, last night may have been, you know, when the jail thing came up, it might have been the time I was tempted to call you.
Pretty great.
It was so jam-packed. And they do it, oh, my God. You know what? The part of American Idol you love more than anything, the real 100% naked cruelty,
mm-hmm.
And that is the cruelest of the cruel, as they try to figure out different ways of duping the contestants to make them think one way when it's going the other way.
And
they do it not just the good way, they do it the bad way, too.
Now now that I've decided I'm not watching it, at least for now, and I still maintain it for now, I know that I can turn on like the news this morning,
right?
And I've already seen whatever highlights you're talking about.
Did you see the guys that went to jail, though? I mean,
yes.
I know that was months ago.
Yes.
But they have spent, as I told you in the office, they have spent so much time setting these guys up. And these guys, I mean, not only are they the guys going to jail, but they are so lippy and so mouthy, and they are really, all the contestants hated them.
So past that show, I cannot tell you. It is so.
Do you remember a while back? When
yesterday's news. I only missed talking to the boy, and I only missed the fact
that
we mocked. We would love the show, but we would mock it.
There is time.
Here's the thing. I know I said a few weeks back that I was like losing interest because it was all the bad people.
Right.
Now it's gotten into, I realize this is where I ramped up and got into it last year. This is where they get down to the, you know, the final 24, and it was so well done. It really was.
They really know how to stack it, like allowing the time. Like for people that you don't care about, they'll do five in a minute.
Sure.
And then
the people that they've been, you know, you've been paying attention to. And even when they logistically do this death march that they have across the ballroom, where seriously, they had to find the longest room they could find so the people can have the terrible walk.
Have you not seen this all played out
before? Yes, and I loved it last year. I loved it when it was at this stage last year.
But maybe
we're at a different place as I liked it before you liked it.
And another factor is finally, they've gone pretty much with the hottie factor this year.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because really, even if you can't sing, they're going with girls that are easier on the eye.
Except,
the guys, they've got a couple of trolls.
Oh, well, the gray-haired guy, I think he might be special.
Okay, you know what?
But
you know what?
Hold
on. Guys, this is turning into a discussion of the show, which I'm sorry we're not doing.
Can you just tune in 1 minute
next week?
The Joe Cocker guy.
To see the girl's ass.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not keeping it in check because of the fact that this is the first time, I think, really, that I've come in here being legitimately excited about the show.
How about a blog on our website for each of you guys?
You can blog.
If you would love to blog about Idol, we'll give you a webcast.
I already take care of that on MySpace.com.
You can't blog the size of the girl's ass.
the one girl
that was a two chair ass.
Yes,
right
it
there.
Was. It was.
I'm proud of myself. I think that I'm showing great restraint.
Good for you.
Because not only did I miss talking to Rob,
I think really
about the show. There was nothing else on TV last night.
It's too late now. You had to be there last night.
No. I think if you were to jump in now,
Mike, your amateur psychology will not work with me. What do you think? I'm a retard.
It's too late. You've missed the boat. You have. You've missed it.
Duh.
Because now you can't say I knew her when or I knew him when.
But here's what I realize about the. I don't give a rat's ass about.
You don't.
No, about any of these people. I mean, what a mook I was for wasting time with John Peter Lewis.
Man, and the
tracheotomy boy, those freaks from last year.
See,
screw them.
One little boy who obviously, I want to say this very carefully, but because, you know, my parents were old when they had me. They were older.
The sweet boy.
The sweet boy whose parents were very old when they had him. And we know, I think medically, sometimes things can go a little bit wrong when that happens.
Oh, I don't like that.
He didn't get the good tooth gene.
He didn't get the good tooth gene, but we all wanted him to go through.
I just wish my TV was as big as this girl's ass.
La, 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 la.
He's not listening.
La, 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 la.
Very excited about it last night.
It's a good program.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And would you agree, hottie factor?
Oh, you know what? Everyone got like
right,
10 points.
Because that's why I'm going to watch American Idol. To get wood. That's why I'm going to watch American Idol.
But not
well,
just
doesn't
the girl.
It beat having like all 12 be like kind of beasts?
Mike, it is. It's.
See, if they're easy on the eye, doesn't make
it
feel a little more encouraging.
Sure.
I know.
My distinguished
friend from Virginia over here
is
intrigued.
It's a stupid high school talent show that I have outgrown.
Okay.
I've outgrown it, and I believe that the show has outgrown it.
Someday we should go to a talent show in a high school and make fun of them.
You know,
that's the true fun.
No, negative. That's it. No more American Idol talk.
Right.
That's it. You guys had your fill. America watches the show like all you mooks do. I don't. We're going to move on.
All right. Can I call you during CSI?
Of course.
Okay.
We still talk during CSI.
Jeez. About 9:31 then.
Way harsh.
Dude.
Sorry.
Way, way hard.
Sorry.
God.
God, man. Just watching TV.
Mike, when it comes to American Idol, you know what I say. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight. I'm strong in my convictions. I feel our listenership growing. Because I know that listeners out there are saying, now we know on Wednesdays and Thursdays, these not going to be three faggots. Buzz never was a faggot.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Not going to be the three faggots talking about their love of American Idol. Not going to happen.
I'm going to call Mike at home next week.
It was almost worth it last night.
Go ahead.
And do you remember the name of the twins?
Daryl and Terrell.
Bye-bye.
Bye, then.
Police record.
Yes. Identity theft.
That's never happened before on American Idol.
Never happened, like, where they had to, where they set the guys up and did a whole bit around it.
Ooh. With the montage of...
Didn't most of that stuff... I'll give you this.
Didn't that happen really off-air and it was, like, in a newspaper?
And I'll give you this, that it's good that they went on the air with it, but the problem is that everybody knew it months in advance.
Yes,
so again,
did.
It's like, I'm watching something where, hold on.
You already know.
I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But they still handled it well.
But even though you knew it was going to happen, can I just say this? Because I knew it was going to happen, too. I was waiting for it. I just wanted to see it happen, and I wanted to see the way they were going to do it. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Okay.
Sorry, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Just got a little excited.
Sorry.
And not a lot of
I'm sorry.
On TV on the Magic Box.
I know. I know. I just... Okay, I'll say it. I hate American Idol.
Wow.
I hate what it's become. I hate the gigantic phenomenon that it's become. I can no longer attach myself and what my good name means. Mm-hmm. When I endorse a show, like, for instance, the Tony Danza show, I want our listeners to know it's because I've invested the time. I like finding the jewels out there.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? And you'll continue to do that. Is there anything on your radar currently?
No.
All right.
I'm terribly disappointed by television. Oh, with the exception of course, 24, which is good.
Mm-hmm. And, what about Bones?
CSI.
And CSI, which I
like.
And PTI. That's about it.
I hope this makes you feel better, because I know you've lambasted the Olympics, too. I might be with you on the Olympics, not doing it for me this year. And I usually like watching the Olympics. There's something about all the new crap.
Yeah.
That they have in the Olympics that they've tried to put in to spice it up.
Oh, you mean like
that
the,
has lost
what, the
me.
The X Games stuff that they've got, the snowboarding?
Yes, because it looks boring as hell. It really doesn't look, you know what it is? It doesn't look challenging to me. You show me somebody that's going down a mountain at 75 miles an hour and falls into a... Then I'm intrigued, because really there's danger. But you do this like snowboard... You know, like the joint pipe that they
like,
go down, you know?
Like being on a skateboard. Hello, Don and Mike right. Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Then what is the deal with, American Idol? Why do you get to dictate what you guys talk about if it's the Don and Mike Show?
Well, because...
Can't talk about it, Rob.
What?
Are you having
talk about it.
Having a bad day. No, this is an agenda caller.
I'm sorry, it's just a fact. Every once in a while, I'm the ranking officer. I'm not being a dick to anybody.
Tell the truth. There are two guys that
get to say... No disrespect to Mike.
There are two people that get to say whatever they want on this show, and that is Don and Joe.
Don.
And Joe.
That's
all right. Bye-bye. And listen, you know, Mike, I can't tell you how many times did they say George Patton was making the wrong moves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How many times did they say... Patton is doing the wrong thing.
And you've never had to come out and apologize to the whole regiment.
For slapping a soldier. For watching American Idol.
Just one little slap.
Patton.
That's always what I thought. You might be feeling a little low, sir.
Patton never watched American Idol.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
I wish, frankly, I wish I had kissed him. I wish I had kissed him right clean on the mouth.
Anyway, screw AI. It's dead to me. Dead to me.
Dead.
Don and Mike Show. I'll be eating those words.
No, I think you'll now, haven't you committed?
Yeah, I officially hate it. Although I might call you. I might still call you just to see what you're doing.
You can still call.
Just call you.
Sure.
I mean, what are we going to talk about if we don't talk about TV? Then we'll just end up talking about your wife.
I know.
And even that's no fun anymore, because it's not like we can compare. It's just like I just sit and go, yeah, wow, sucks to be you. Okay, bye, Rob.
Commercial's over, got to go.
That's pretty much it.
You make it sound like I always complain about it. What about the times when you call and I sing her praises?
How often does that happen?
Let me think about that. When's the last time that happened?
I can't recall.
Hello.
Swell.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, hi there.
I just wanted to congratulate you on sticking it to that doctor, because I had a situation last year where I busted up my leg, tore all the ligaments in my knee. They had to do an MRI. The doctor actually called me back into the office to tell me that his staff couldn't read the MRI, so I would have to go to somebody else. So they had me hobble my happy ass in there and tell me absolutely nothing. So I just wanted to say good job on that, man.
Did they charge
that
you for it?
That's got to suck. Yeah.
Did they charge you for it?
What's that?
Did they charge you for that?
The visit?
Oh, absolutely they did. And then they scheduled, you know, a couple $1,000 surgery to fix all the ligaments in my knee. And the only thing I got Vicodin out of it, so that was something. But it was a complete disaster. He literally sat me down and said, I don't know how to read this MRI, so you're going to have to go to somebody else.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, good job, man.
Thank you. It felt nice. I mean, it felt nice to rip the bill up.
Justified, I think. Well, and wouldn't, probably more than any other professional, wouldn't doctors be the kind of people that just never get crap?
No,
I mean, really, especially old people, you know, where the doctor is God.
That's right.
You know, and really, I tell people they're just like mechanics.
That's right.
Good and bad.
And I didn't even say half the stuff I wanted to say to the guy. Like, you know. What are you wearing scrubs for, you ass? You and I both know you're not going down to do some major surgery today. Jesus Christ. You're here looking at my rib. You know what I mean? You know, wear a nice, sensible white doctor coat.
Right.
You know, don't come in with your scrubs on, because I know you've not been down, like, delivering, conjoined quadruplets. You've not been down to doing quadruple bypass surgery.
I like a good Hawaiian shirt. That's why I've been a regular at my doctor's office. Patch Adams. Patch Adams has been my doctor for a number of years.
Now there's a bedside man.
This guy's been downstairs struggling with the TV Guide crossword puzzle, you know, while he's trying to have a nice bowel movement.
Like a salesman at a car dealership. He says, I'll be right back. I'm going to take a look at this. And he goes out to have a cigarette.
Yeah, right. Then he comes back upstairs and he goes, oh, I got to see what, the schmuckin' too? Oh, yeah. And I don't doubt that before he went in, he said, right, hey, oh, the guy in two? Time me. I will be done in less than 2 minutes.
See you in two.
I will be back in two.
Time is money.
And then we can go to the slurpee machine.
There we go. Do you have a spoon straw? You are perfectly all right. I felt your ribs. There is nothing wrong with you. Please pay the lady next to the candy $140 and be on your way. And she will call security.
Okay, that's what I heard as I was walking out.
Wow.
Security!
Get the man with the badges to tackle him.
Security!
Bring him back in here and squeeze that $140 out of his pocket.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Buddy.
Yeah. Hey, hi there, buddy. How's it?
How's it? How come you guys never, in all the shows you talk about?
Before you continue, can I just be, as I've got that little warning sign going on. This could be trouble. I just wanted to warn everybody.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
How come you guys never got into Lost?
You know, I've had a lot of people ask me about it. Man, this guy was in trouble.
Not trouble at all. No. I apologize, sir.
That's okay. I forgive you.
I had a lot of people tell me I should watch. My kid watches
I've
it.
I've never missed an episode.
Everybody watches it. It's one of those things. If you like, you miss it. And
Rob says it's the pot smokers that are watching.
Yeah.
So you should be into it then.
The head.
Well, I don't smoke pot, dude.
No. I meant Buzz.
But I watched Lost.
Of course.
Buzz has a box, so.
If you do that when you're watching it, you actually do get lost.
Yeah.
That is quite good.
Yeah. No, everybody tells me that, and around the holidays, Bart brought home his box set of the first season of Lost. He so wanted me to watch this show, and it's like, how would you explain The Sopranos, you know, going back to the first year with somebody? It's like, and I remember sitting down with him, and he's trying to show me the first episode.
Right.
And it's not like, first time, I'm looking at this going, I have to watch like 23 hours worth of this show to catch up to where it is, and watching it with someone else is awful, because here's what Bart
would do. They've seen it, yes.
Yeah. It would come out, it would go, okay, all right, Dad, hold on, pause it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, What's happened? Okay, now, what's going to happen with the airplane? I want you to watch very carefully. I want you to watch the guy on the left hand. This is like the first episode we're watching on the box. every 5 seconds. It was like, oh, Dad, watch this guy, watch this guy.
It's a tremendous amount of flashbacks, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In fact, it's all flashbacks, don't they? I mean,
not
they base
all,
every character on stuff that's happened before.
We find out about their histories through their memories.
But it's good, though, right?
Right, yeah. Extremely beautifully filmed. Greatest airplane crash sequence I've ever seen on film.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, hi there.
Hey.
Buzz, hold on. Let me just quiz you on that.
Uh-huh.
Better than Randy Quaid in Independence Day?
No.
As you recall, when Randy
Quaid flies
like the Snoopy and the Red Baron
and
the, right into the and says something like yippee-yi-yo, kaye, brother effort.
Yeah, right. No disrespect to the Quaid family, but yeah, a better crash sequence than that.
Better than Castaway?
Yeah.
Oh, now that is a good
one.
I was kidding about mine. Castaway is a pretty good
one. But imagine Castaway now only with a couple hundred people.
Okay.
That same crash sequence.
Mm-hmm. Better than La Bamba?
Okay, now you got me.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
They didn't even show it.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, I don't think you'd be knocking what your doctor did if you ever saw Mr. Miyagi perform in The Karate Kid.
I don't get it.
Come again before we shoot you.
Explain.
I mean,
Robert, you know?
I know you probably had a lot of hookers say that to you, so I'll say it again.
You get the joke?
Come again before we shoot you.
Well, I get it, but it's not a joke.
Explain it again before we shoot you.
Did you ever see The Karate Kid?
Of course. I have it on VHS, Betamax, and also on DVD.
8mm.
Did you ever see how Mr. Miyagi uses his hands and cures all?
That's in the director's cut when Mr. Miyagi uses his hands on the boy.
Okay, we use my hands right now, my friend.
A Karate Kid reference, you know, I don't know.
Firm but fair.
Thank you, bud.
Ralph Macchio.
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 Ralph Macchio and Mike, the late Mr. Miyagi.
Yes, he is gone. He will be missed.
The late Mr. Miyagi.
Norio
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita, yes.
He's buried at the Tomb of the Unknown Boulder along with Al Molinaro.
Yes.
The late, great Al Molinaro.
Is Al Molinaro gone?
Yes, all three. Now, they have three of them.
I don't think so.
Yes. Well, Rob, he never answers his phone when we call him.
When's the last time we called?
You want me to call?
When was the last time we called Al Molinaro?
We got a break. We'll do it when we come back from the break.
Right.
Because right now, the way I see it, the land it, like this, it's on the bottom would be Al Molinaro.
Right.
Then would be Grandpa Al Lewis.
Right.
And then on top of him would be, who's the guy that we were just
talking about?
Pat Morita.
All three of them? No, hold on.
Pat Morita's in the middle because Pat Morita passed in the middle of those three.
Yeah, Al Lewis. Grandpa Munster's sitting up
on top. And I'm assuming that our friend, Al Molinaro, is the bottom piece of bread in that sandwich.
But we haven't had confirmation that he has left us.
I think he's alive. IMDb doesn't list a death date for him.
That would be a better reunion than Dick Van Patten.
You know, you can go on IMDb, though, Buzz, and you can find a lot of stuff that's not true about a lot of people. I mean, really.
I believe that.
There's a lot of credits and stuff and information that's not true. And I don't know. I'm speculating. I hope Al Molinaro is still with us.
I do, too.
Yeah, we all do.
I just know he used to be our go-to guy.
And then he did the encore frozen dinner spots.
Yeah, and then he went out hunting with Chaney.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
And then we didn't hear from him again.
Right after he did the Weezer video.
I'm sorry, he's gone. I'm gonna miss Al Molinaro. He was a good friend of mine.
The image of him falling is something I'll never be able to get out of my mind.
Yeah, Mike, you know what? You got to get some more of that. He's got
growlier.
Hold on, here he is again.
The image of him falling is something I'll never be able to get out of my mind. It was, I'd have to say, one of the worst days of my life.
That's perfect.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I shot my friend. I shot my friend. He ain't coming back.
Mike O'Mara is Dick Cheney.
I see skies of blue.
Yeah. At the Warner Theater, now through April 17th.
What a wonderful world.
Be back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Reverend
Maryland wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake, and get fucking goddamn little fleas on the fucking bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the fucking ball out of the ballpark, and you can't make any goddamn mistake.
Well, Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in fucking baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the fucking goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the fucking ninth. So if this sucker could mind his own business and let me manage the team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where to her next lady's coming from, rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she get her ass out of the bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go f*** yourself and the f*** with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball f***ing Network.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They're great.
Right.
La, la, la.
The Don and
Don
Mike.
And Mike. They'll
say what they want. I got too much stuff at this computer now. Excuse me. I'm trying to find the...
La, 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 la. La, 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 la,
okay, okay, okay. All right. See, now that I found that, let me see if it'll work now with the other thing.
La, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la.
Not too retarded.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger, shot my friend.
La, 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 la.
You know what I'm thinking about that Earl Weaver tape?
What?
That happens today. And that gets out there, like, while he's still managing, if he's managing it.
He's gone.
He's gone.
He's so freaking
gone. Isn't
that
weird? I mean, are we supposed to, like, kind of move forward? That's weird. It's just weird when I think of that. He would be canned, wouldn't he? He would
yes,
be
he
canned
would.
On the spot.
I saw the general on TV.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to say, I love Bobby Knight, but he's just doing stuff to do stuff now.
You mean he's like, playing into the image?
Yeah, and it's nothing major. I don't even know if they got a lot of reporting beyond like whatever the ESPN show is that I was watching.
Right.
It was a highlight from he was on some ESPN chat show, and he had the thing in his ear, and the chick is in New York, and she's asking him about the guy at Indiana who's going to quit, and would Bobby Knight like to go back to Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Hey, I don't want to talk about that." And she said, okay, but you must understand that everybody's interested in the story with your history. And he just takes out his earpiece and gets up and walks off. Oh. And the chick's like, Coach Knight? Hello, Coach Knight.
I don't want to talk about that.
Just gets up and walks off.
So he walked off.
He walked off. Not a major thing by the general.
Oh, not a major thing. So you don't think it's a major thing?
No, I don't.
So now you don't. Because he walked off the set.
It's not a major thing like him throwing a chair.
So you don't think it's a major thing. That's what you're saying. I'm just doing the Bobby Knight method of discussion.
Okay, you know, gotcha.
Bobby Knight as Socrates.
And
so you think he's Socrates.
The other thing what I you're have saying. To listen, also among my favorite sports heroes is Charles Barkley.
He's
fantastic
him.
And outspoken. I have to say this, though.
Right.
If you've got the Letterman show from last night, watch the TiVo. Charles Barkley is a guest, and I'm not going to comment on what he had to say because there's always, and I mean this really, he's insightful, and if you want to know a cat, who, and I swear to God, who I think thinks about race the way that everybody really should think about race. That's right. I dare you, especially if you're a cracker like me,
mm-hmm.
I dare you to buy Charles Barkley's book. The book is Everybody's Afraid of a Big Black Man.
Okay.
I dare you to read the book.
I'd love to read that book, and I
tell
haven't
me
done
if,
it.
Tell me if Charles Barkley is not 100% right on about white and black in America.
And he doesn't shy away from anything, does he?
No, he doesn't. I love him. Now, having said all of that,
uh-huh.
Oh, and Frieda would hate it when I said that, but... Who cares now? He's a guest on Letterman,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking forward to it, right? And he comes out. Now, he's got an ass that is, there's no way to put it. It is a big, gigantic black woman's ass. It is
mm-hmm. Two chairs.
Like when Arsenio Hall...
Right.
Who did Arsenio Hall used to pretend to be?
Or do you mean like Keenan...
it was Keenan pretending
to be... Keenan Ivory Wayans used to pretend to be Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, right.
When he used to... on that In Living Color.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you remember the gigantic ass?
Yeah, that's the way he used to imitate Arsenio Hall. That's what he looks like in real life?
In real life. Charles Barkley comes out, shakes hands with Letterman, turns to sit down, and this is where, you know, if you've got the TiVo, you can freeze frame it.
Right.
And I'm looking at that and going, hold on a second. This is like Big Mama's house ass. I mean, really.
He's battled the weight on and off all his life.
I know he has. I would just say, you know, if you're going to go on TV.
Right.
And you got an ass like that.
Cover it up. Wear a skirt.
yeah, that's exactly the advice. Wear a skirt.
He wasn't wearing a sport coat or anything because he's normally, no, you know, wearing the suit, the NBA suit.
Had a pullover, you know, top on. Not that I noticed. Beautiful cashmere.
Of course you did.
Olive beautifully against his chocolatey brown skin. And he's so opinionated. I love that Charles Barkley. But really, what an ass.
So and the rest of him,
I don't mean ass
physically.
Like,
is the rest of him fat too?
Couldn't really tell because he was wearing like a muumuu top.
Okay, all right.
But he had these like velvet pants and like Jesus Christ. I know when I've watched the show with the guy on TNT, the guy that looks like Ernie from My Three Sons.
Mm-hmm.
That what's that guy's name, Rob? That announcer? Chip something? The guy Ernie.
Know.
His first name is Ernie, I think, on TNT. He's the basketball guy, the white guy.
Mm-hmm.
He loves saying, like, hey, Sir Charles, what are we going to get you on the scales? if you're watching a crap game like I will, like, for instance, who would watch the Clippers against Memphis?
Yeesh.
Well, I will. I will.
Okay.
And then it happens. It's on TNT. It's in high def. I watch it.
You like your basketball.
So then at halftime, especially if the game's a blowout, you get the, it's Ernie Johnson, I think is the guy's name. He's got kind of an overbite,
mm-hmm.
and he loves just busting Charles Barkley's balls about his weight. And it's always like, what are we going to get you up here on a scale? And eventually it's always like, what, am I going to have to come over there and kick your ass? And then there's the nervous laughter, and they go to commercial.
My memories of Charles Barkley is when I'd see him play in the celebrity golf tournaments, and he would be playing with Michael Jordan, who was good enough where, I'm probably not good enough to make the tour, but he was good enough where, you know, he can play golf. And then you see Sir Charles up there who, it was scary, some of the shots he would hit.
He did say on Letterman he's quit golf.
He's quit golf, yeah.
And here's what's great, mate. Letterman says, why'd you quit? And he says, I suck.
Good enough, buddy.
Just that he sucks.
He's
all
a
right.
Good guy.
Hold on a second. Oh, and I know that we all are in agreement that the Olympics blow, but how dumb is it that Nike is still running all of these commercials for the drunk skier? The drunk skier who's not one dick, who like came in, what, when he came in fifth?
Well, he got disqualified,
a
too.
A DQ. The guy's not done anything. I mean, if anything, our little Clay Aiken guy with the red hair is out there.
Apollo Ono?
Yeah, the guy that's out there skating in a shower curtain. I mean, he's winning something. And we
have a new guy that won the slalom. It's not the slalom. It's another one of those new sports.
And we've got the other. Yeah, that's the guy I'm talking about, like the snowboarder dude.
Dawson, right?
The dude guy.
Well, no, you got the flying tomato. Then they had another guy on today that came. They got a bronze medal in the. I don't even know what they call it anymore.
But, really,
it used to be like giant slalom in the downhill. That's what skiing used to be.
But this guy, but the drunk guy, Bodie,
mm-hmm. Bodie Miller.
He's the biggest flop of the Olympics. And every time I turn on TV, it's like for Nike. It's like go to whatever this Bodie.com and it's him sitting on a mountain side going, you know,
the Olympics mean a lot to me because I'm a winner. I'm a tough guy, and I only shave 3 times a week. And, you know, I'm a rebel. Nobody tell me what to do. Meanwhile, you know, they go to the scores. Well, there's Buddy Miller sucking again.
He did. He had a tough time. And there was some other guy that stepped up and did real well. And then I watched Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, and they had, is it Bill Johnson who won the Olympic gold like back in the 80s? And apparently went down the mountain one too many times, had a bad fall, and now he's... you know, got a major head wound. Not like your head wound, but...
I saw that.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, man, I mean, it's how the mighty fall. And wow. Listen,
and, God, can you... And you know what, Mike? Imagine if this happened to you.
Right.
Do you remember the situation? He gets divorced from his wife. Then he's skiing, and he has this awful crash.
I think he skied into his 40s, right? And and it's terrible. Okay. So it almost killed him, the crash.
It almost killed him. He comes out of the coma.
Uh-huh.
He forgets the last 10 years.
Yeah, they're wiped out.
The first thing that he says is, where's my loving wife?
Yeah, because the wife came into the hospital with him and nursed him back. The ex-wife came back into the hospital and nursed him back to health.
Now, keep in mind, for the last, I guess, you know, 10 years before he had this accident,
right,
the relationship was something like this. Well, hello, bitch. Hello, ass.
Right, you know, right.
I mean, although she gave the appearance that she loved him, that he was just too much of a daredevil for her. And
too much of the party lifestyle and everything. You know, very similarities all the way across the board to me. And, yeah, but the weird thing was they asked him, they said, would you change anything? You know, would you if you had to go back and do it again, would you have partied less? And he said something like, well, I had a good time. You know, and he still, you know, through all the brain injury and everything.
Can you
imagine
that,
came
though?
Through was really him saying, I do the same thing.
No problem. You know, God forbid.
Right.
What if something happens to you tonight?
Yes.
And you leave the station, you slip on some ice, and like a year goes by.
Right.
You're in a coma, uh-huh. And you wake up, and you come back in. First thing, pick up the phone, you call your ex, you go, hey.
Hello. Honey, great news. Hello. Who is this?
I don't know.
What do you mean I'm... What do you mean I'm... working a half a day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there.
Hey, the redhead dude guy, Sean White.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the guy. He's our money guy. He's our big star.
That's what it's become. I don't know. You know what?
He's our big star. The Olympic star.
When did they start? Don't you remember there was a time when getting a new sport into the Olympics was one of the hardest things to do, and now that it seems like they get 10 different sports every year.
You know why? It's because nobody watches Rob.
Yeah, they're trying to generate it.
I was going
to
say, it sort of goes hand in hand when the Today Show becomes the Olympic show. And it's all sort of falling apart together.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Step away. I know you're happy on the Percocet today, but I'm not on the meds today. I'm on my game today. I got my stitches out. Step away.
All right, I'll get you one if you want.
No, I don't need one.
All right.
Don't need one. Just step back. I mean, I see him right away coming up, and I know it's going to be a useless fact. I know it's going to be a useless fact. I mean, everybody knows nobody's watching the Olympics because they suck. And
I'm pissed.
And they're trying to X Games it up.
I am pissed because I argue with you about that because I really was. And last night, got done watching American Idol. I was going to sit there and knock off a little time with it. And you know what? I have no idea the reason why, but the reason why probably is it seems like we have to wait till the last 2 days of the Olympics to get the old stuff that I used to like watching, which was the, you know, I like watching, I enjoy watching people go down the mountain 300 miles an hour. The other crap that looks like really that if I went out in my backyard with some plywood, I'd learn how to do it. It's just, boring. I think there's got to be a little danger involved.
Overblown.
Yep.
Mike, let me urge you, be like all good Americans. You want danger. You want to be like me. Got your big Daytona 500 this weekend.
I'm going to a party. I'm going to a Daytona 500 party.
I want to tell you, click, 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 that they're going to have more spotters now watching, so you can't be bumping so much. But I heard Junior say bumping's part of racing. Damn click, right. Click, 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 click. And then I heard Tony Stewart say, by God, somebody's going to get killed out here. And I say, click, 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 click. That's like instant ratings. Tony Stewart saying someone's going to get killed at the Daytona 500, man.
I don't want anybody out there to think I'm compulsive or anything like that or that I have a problem, but I'm invited to my buddy John. You met my buddy John,
yeah,
right?
Sure,
he's invited me to his new big screen Daytona 500 party. My question is this.
Yeah.
I want to get into it. I do. I surely do. I got to figure out how to gamble on it.
You got to feel really high to get.
You can.
Well, they got 135 racers, right? I mean, it ain't like the Super Bowl where you got one way to go or the other way. How do I lay it down so I can really get motivated?
Well, I know that we can find you a website where you can vote, or you could go to a vote where you could bet. You can go to Vegas. I know they have odds on whoever has the pole position.
Yeah.
My driver this year is Greg Biffle.
That's a good name. I like the name of that sound, Greg Biffle.
I'm going with Greg Biffle. I went with Tony Stewart last year, kind of a front runner.
Home, Biffle.
I like the fact that Tony Stewart was kind of a rebel, but he won last year. He climbed the wall at Indianapolis and everything. So I'm going to go with Biffle this year.
Is our old friend Dick Trickle, he ain't racing no more, is he? Is he still racing?
No.
I like that name. It's the best name in racing. Dick Trickle.
Hold on, I got a Dick Trickle for you. In
Trickle?
True or bull crap?
Yeah.
Okay, true or bull crap, Mike. NASCAR driver Dick Trickle insisted that a lighter be put in his car so he could smoke.
True.
That is true.
Yeah, that's a good fact. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True or false? True or false? English muffins were invented in America. True or bull crap?
Bull.
That's a fact.
Yeah, see, I thought that was a trick one.
Everything great comes from America. You know that, Mike.
Thomas's.
Mike, true or bull crap? Babies born on Thursdays are 30% more likely to be diagnosed as autistic. Autistic. What did I say? Autistic.
That's good.
Autistic. I was born on a Thursday.
I'm going to say true.
That's made up.
Well, I didn't look at that. You're being like, what's his name? Alex Trebek there with that one. I didn't know the answer.
I was being condescending. I'm sorry.
Come on, not a Thursday.
What'd you get out of here?
Horse hockey.
I guess I'll talk about this a little more tomorrow, because I'm just going to let brief snippets of this go and let you just stew on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out of town this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to be taking an overnight trip this weekend.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is that all you want to release right now?
Not by myself.
Oh. I like the way you're kind of separating it. You're separating it almost like we would separate words that can't be put together on the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like straining. You know, and then you talk for, you know, a while about something else, and then you throw in at stool.
You love that one.
That's my new favorite one. Yeah.
But yeah, I gave it some thought, and I think, you know, it's a 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I might want to get out of the state.
Sure.
Might want to get the frig out of the state.
A hell of a good call, I think.
Understood.
Especially this time of year.
Yep.
This might be the best 3-day weekend, most necessary 3-day weekend of the entire year.
Yeah.
So for most people, if you have to work on Monday, I apologize.
So what I'm thinking is now this woman who's a friend of mine, and then that's all it is, you know, but I feel comfortable with her.
Right.
I said to her, I don't want you to read, like everything, I don't want you to read too much into this, but I'm thinking south of the border.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean Mexico. I mean, I'm thinking about driving down to the North Carolina-South Carolina border and spending the weekend at south of the border with her.
With Pedro.
With Pedro. I told her that
Pedro says scream real loud, kids.
They have fantastic flea markets down there.
Right.
You can buy fireworks everywhere. They got booze. You got cartons of cigarettes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Anything you really need, you're right there. And easy highway access.
And the best part is, I said, and the drive on 95 south is going to be so much fun.
No,
because when you see the signs, you know, 200 miles away from south of the border.
Exactly.
Makes it all the more exciting.
The excitement builds.
So I wanted to make sure that I said to her, and I'm not sure that I'm going to be doing this yet, I said, I want you to know, it's kind of a romantic deal. But don't consider this to be a romantic gesture on my part.
Right.
You're not my girlfriend. I'm not your boyfriend. But, you know, let's face it, once a chick hears south of the border.
I mean, it's instant romance.
And
the nice thing about that drive is at certain points on a 3-day weekend on that road, 95 south, you don't have to drive. You can just put your car in park and wait.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not constant driving.
Have you ever actually been at the hotel at south of the border?
I have been. I've been to the cafeteria.
I've been
to the diner. I don't think I've ever stayed at the motel.
I have.
Jeez.
It's skanky.
It's really?
It's so
nasty.
That's not what I expected.
It's not like the restaurants and the gift shop, which are pure class.
Yeah.
It's the motel that's just a flea bag. But the best advertising in the world.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, when you put up 3 million billboards, that's great.
Anyway, thinking about doing that this weekend. What the hell? Why not? I mean, what else do I got to do, right?
I'm taking my wife out of town this weekend, and I have told her that it's not a romantic trip as well.
I am going away. You got me with that one. I'm going away with another couple that, you know, that we vacation with often. Uh-huh. Carla, myself, and Joe and Tracy.
Oh, that'll be great. You have a great time.
Joe's surprising us. I don't know where we're going yet. Joe has said that he's, you know, picked out something.
He's driving.
Unique. Yeah, he's doing the driving.
Yeah.
He's doing the driving. I'll share it with him. And
that'd be nice.
You know, the girls will get in the back seat and do what girls do.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Are you riding shotgun or?
I'm riding shotgun. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, so you're letting Joe do the driving.
He'll be doing the driving. I'm riding shotgun and, you know, working on all that paraphernalia.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Writing a book about it. It's going to be 4 lovebirds and a Camry.
Hello there.
Hey, I wanted to talk to Mike real quick. And, Mike, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but watching American Idol, do you get the feeling that Simon Cowell likes...
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, what do you think? You just sneak that in under the radar?
Do you think he was being... I think he was being sneaky. He was being sneaky.
No, listen, I'm sorry. That's an edict. I'm sorry. I'm a dick. It's a dictatorship. That's it for American Idol.
Yeah. Everybody figure it out, because we did not talk about American Idol today.
You guys did. You had plenty of talk about American Idol.
I know we did. There's the trick.
Somebody actually found some stuff on south of the border from the internet.
Paragraph.
Really?
Buenos dias, amigo.
We
are V-E-R,
uh-huh.
Glad you come. Pedro got 112 million amigos who stay with him. Up till now, all satisfied, come back. Send friends. Send friends?
Is that a Tom Gavin ad campaign or what?
It's from their website and like where it says...
Oh, send friends. Like friend. You come back says, and you send your friends.
When it says who stay with him, it's spelled W-E-E-T-H.
Weave.
H-E-E-M. Weave him. Pedro make you happy.
That's what I heard.
Pedro hope you make 112 million and one happy amigos. You come back soon too. Yes? See? There it is, south of the border.
I think that's new.
Oh, and yes, you have hotels and camping.
Camping.
I haven't tried that.
Pedro's pictures and...
A real Wild West camping environment.
I think this is brand new, Mike, from south of the border online. Pedro Land Park.
Pedro Land. Have you seriously, and this is a serious question, because I have you ever had your picture taken in front of the mouse? Well, you're there, you might as well.
Yeah.
You might as well go for it.
We have a family picture under there. It's Bard Freed and I, all of us. What the hell is this? Oh, and here you go.
More copy.
Hotels and camping. Sleep with Pedro. Our motor inn includes pools, television, tennis courts, and more.
That should be your giveaway. It's a motor inn.
Or try Pedro's campground. You're always safe and secure with Pedro's 24-hour security
control. They need that.
Honeymoon at Pedro's in one of our 20 hair, H-E-I-R, air-conditioned, get it, air, air-conditioned honeymoon suites, complete with a complimentary bottle of champagne. Nothing but the very best for your bride.
Jesus.
Pedro's Motor Inn has 300 gorgeous, spacious, and down-to-earth rooms.
A wedding night at south of the border.
Each room has its own covered carport. Yes. Your wheels are always at your door.
Bueno.
Take the family for a swim year-round in our indoor heated swimming pool. Pedro has outdoor pools, too.
Yeah. And those pools, what's that itching?
Time to release.
What is that itching?
I'll run that past Miss X and see what she has to say about that.
It should be a good weekend.
That's my thought.
And once you get down there, no time at all. It's time to come back.
You know, because the truth of the matter is that I'm getting to the point now, the weather's getting a little bit better.
Right.
And as much of a hermit, as a recluse as I am, as much as I hate people and hate contact with people,
right?
Even I feel that I got to get out and do something.
Yeah, this is the time of year people start to wig out.
I got to talk to somebody besides my dog and my crazy neighbors.
Right.
I mean, I really do.
Right.
So, what the hell?
Well, I think you'll enjoy it.
Call Lady Lucky and tell her that I'm going to take her to south of the border this weekend.
And bring back a bumper sticker, too. Make sure, because that's the whole reason for going to south of the border, is that crazy bumper sticker.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello? Pedro has something for everyone, J-U-A-N.
Everyone.
From Ferris wheels to miniature golf.
Oh, man.
Club Cancun is Pedro's nightclub. Opens daily at 5 p.m. Our Club Mex Convention Center is available for special events.
Forgot they have a nightclub.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, very well, thank you.
I just want to tell you, you guys are great, and I support your boycotting of American Idol. It's definitely over. I think we should talk about Batman.
Okay, I get sarcasm. Thank you.
It's Batman.
Take care.
If you're going to say it, it's Batman.
Bye-bye. And to be specific, I'm not talking about the show, Jack. I'm talking about the costume.
The costume.
And wait until I wear it next week, and you see the pictures on the intro now.
And that's a guarantee now, because your head wound is cleared up.
That's it'll be happening. Oh, when we come back, hold on a second. We got a brand new game today called You Son of a Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like it.
Playing that. We've also got this thing happening today with the phone whores.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Right, yes,
please.
Right. Michael, do you know anything at all about radio?
No.
Oh, come on. You got to know something about radio.
No way.
You're just a big ass kiss, right?
Yes.
Don talks to Michael Hughes.
What's your job, ass?
I am a powerful radio executive by day. Male prostitute by night.
I think you're a loser.
Oh, I don't like that.
Go to hell.
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
Okay, go to hell.
Money.
Huh. Did he study his acting at the Marsky Theater?
Make me feel loved.
No.
Do you love my glasses?
Where are Mrs. Blaine's capsules?
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay, well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we'll have some fun with that later. Later in the show, and the new game, you son of a bitch.
You know, anytime I hear Travis, I want to hear something in the background. Carnival music.
It's one of his commercials he does here. We run in every single commercial stop set on our station here in D.C. We run this commercial with Travis. I think it's for a gun show or something.
Uh-huh. Right.
But whatever it is, in the background, it's like this 1940s carnival.
Get yours now. This is my brief little Travis impression.
When we come back, though, Mike, a test to see if you will be dead, not you but all of us, if we will be dead by the year 2010.
Oh, boy. I always lose those.
Just 4 straight years from now, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wake up, Homer.
Hey!
Come on! Move your butt, you're blocking traffic!
That's no way to address Sir Drinks-a-Lot.
Come on, let's get you inside and scrape the gum out of your hair.
Okay. Hey, Marge, what's your favorite radio station?
The Don and Mike Show. If listening is inevitable, just lie back and try to enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
We have a chance to win some Lewis Black tickets.
All right.
Win some cash. Do we still have the MP3s? Yes, from Circuit City. We'll win some stuff at our next break. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with, isn't that something?
Right.
How about that? Or, I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
Today the game is son of a bitch. But first, before we even get to the test about how you can figure out if you're going to die in the next 4 years, we've not devoted a lot of time to this internal issue. We will in future shows. There's a new program director here at WJFK.
You had a chance to meet Rusty yet?
I have not.
Big Red? Flying Tomato?
I have not met the new program director. Greg Gillespie is his name.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to keep it that way, frankly. I think we're off to maybe the best relationship I've ever had with a PD.
Yeah, it really, and as far as program directors are concerned, this qualifies as a brilliant first move of no personal contact.
He's been here all week, and he's not even come down to say hello. And with me, that's fine. I know you feel the same way.
It's a good sign, really. Yes, I just wanted to say hi to Shondell, who just walked by the window. I got distracted momentarily. Sorry,
she has straight hair today.
Straight hair, yeah. Shondell, and it kind of flows when she walks by.
Oh, it does it.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, now the secret's out of the bag. That's who I'm taking to South of the Borders this weekend.
She loves it.
Shondell.
The lady enjoys it.
Shondell. And I only say
with Russ's permission.
I only say that so her husband, Big Russ will show up tonight and beat my ass.
Big Russ will be there with his brass knuckles at your door.
I told you at the Christmas party. You know, Shondell and Russ have been friends of ours, a friend of mine, for like over 15 years.
Right.
And she and Frida were very close friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not a chance I could ever get in Shondell's pants.
I don't think so.
I mean, take away the fact that she's married.
Well, she's not married. She's married to that iron-jawed dude that gives that tough guy vibe off.
She was like one of Frida's best friends.
Right.
So while Shondell is extremely attractive, I feel very safe talking about it because you know, I hope everybody involved realizes not a freaking chance that she's ever going to do anything with an elephant man schlub like me.
It's just always nice, and we say nothing other than she's got curly hair or straight hair today. Mm-hmm.
But at the Christmas party, I know that some people had said to me, oh, Russ is pissed. Now, he wasn't really pissed. He could not have been nicer, but I still felt intimidated.
I saw you talking to Russ at the Christmas party.
Yes, when he came over and he said, hey, how you doing? And I was like, okay, just hit me now and get it over with. But
everything's fine, Don.
But he said it in that way.
Like, everything's fine. What are you talking about?
I get jokes.
And then he kind of doesn't break off eye contact, which is when, either you or I just look down at the floor.
Anyway, Shondell also has very clean feet today.
I didn't notice her feet.
She was involved in that thing that all the ladies were involved in.
Right.
The big foot cleaning with our stream.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got a new program director here. Uh-huh. I don't know anything about him beyond what I read in the press release. Never met him. Where did John find this, Robbie?
It was emailed to us, I believe.
Okay, this is from another radio gossip site. Radio Info. I've not heard of this one.
No.
Anyway, the heading is Disappointing News. And it's posted by Mr. Music.
Mr. Music? Mr. Music.
Now, he's had 333 posts, and he is currently offline. This was posted 2:15, which was yesterday, at 10:10 p.m. I just heard that WJFK hired Greg Gillespie, formerly of Clear Channel Pittsburgh. I am a buyer for an ad agency in Pittsburgh.
Huh.
I can tell you firsthand, this guy is not the man. He cannot grasp the simplest ideas.
Well, that can't be
right. He not only cost our agency, but Clear Channel Pittsburgh. He took a great-sounding oldie station and made it sound within crap within 3 months. He took a great-sounding CHR station and made it sound like a slow, light AOR. I heard the horror stories from sales reps about how he set internal conflicts within sales and programming. He is not to be trusted. Let this be a warning to the staff of WJFK.
Wow.
You have my sympathies.
Warning.
Signed, Mr. Music.
Two words. Welcome aboard.
All right, so that's the new guy.
Yep, and I guess there's no real need to call him.
Well, I don't think so.
No, I don't either.
No.
I agree with you.
Why? What's his phone number?
You have to go through the front desk.
Does he not have an extension?
No.
It's not on the sheet yet.
He's on the list.
Front desk?
Oh, who's this, Andrew?
This is Andrew. Your ears are not lying. What's up?
Hey, Andrew.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
where's Colette? Where is Colette?
She is not in the building.
Why not?
Greg Gillespie, please.
Hold on.
Okay, let's see if the guy's there. The new program.
Every day.
So I'm not really ready for the Inquisition with this guy yet. This is just
a quick hello.
Just to get to know him. Let's see if he even picks up. Hello?
Hello?
Well, we should be scurrying to the phone.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi.
Oh, yes. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Pardon?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
No, it's not Michael Hughes.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Really? No, I know this is not Michael Hughes. You would be a powerful radio executive if you are Don and Mike, though.
You are a good whore.
Thank you.
That's it for today.
You know, if I know us, we could do this for the better part of the year.
Yeah, I know. We got to be very careful.
I mean, no, I'm saying we would never have to have... What a wonderful way to communicate with them.
If only through the soundboard?
Yes, just use different tapes.
All right, hold on. Let me go to the Larry page.
You can use the whole tray.
Larry Page. Larry Page. Larry. Oh. Larry.
Always a winner.
Nine.
Larry's number nine.
Page nine, number nine.
Nine.
Here we go.
Okay. Front desk.
Greg. Greg Gillespie, please.
Radio voice. Radio voice. Hello. Hello.
Guys should check out that message board, man. Somebody's bad mouthing him. Somebody from Pittsburgh is bad mouthing him.
How big is his office?
He'll hate us real quick.
No.
I don't see that happening.
Oh, come on now. I'm ready with Larry.
I'm sorry, I can't take your call right now. I'm either on the other line or out of the office. Please leave your name and number at the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
And I'll beat you. And I'll beat you. And I'll beat you. And I'll beat you.
Hello?
I'm Larry. Come on, forget it.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Now, this must end. You are a good whore.
Okay, well, that's all I got for now.
That is how you establish the type of people you're going to be dealing with.
Right. Right, that's how you fix things.
That is really our way of saying, you know what you're dealing with
you
here.
You create rapport.
All right. Yes, you might have read that we are adults on the door, but don't buy it.
You want to see delighted faces? Look at the salespeople walking back and forth right now. Madonna's about to bust a gut.
She loves it.
The salespeople have been waiting for us to cut this guy open like he's the shark in Jaws and pull the license plate out of his belly.
Well, on Monday, they wanted us to go on the air at 2.
Well, we'll have some fun with him maybe. No conversations. Here's the deal. Very simple. Mm-hmm. First off, he's the program director of the station. Good luck, chump. Second, fix the weekends. Third, fix the other 20 hours of Monday through Friday. And when you do all of that, then maybe you can come in and tell me and Mike what a great job we're doing.
Wow. Bingo!
Okay? Now, let's see. Will you be dead by 2010?
I hate it when you bring out these surveys.
4 years from now.
It's just like questions that are going to tell us whether that's going to happen or not?
This is from, the San Francisco Veterans Affair Medical Center. It's a quiz to tell you about your risk of dropping dead.
All right.
They say that the test is 90% accurate.
Do I have to use a pen or a number 2 pencil?
Whatever. Use your dirty fingernail.
All right. Very good.
The test is really only for people over 50, but if you're younger, you can take it too. And we're all, with the exception of Buzz, mm-hmm. we're all close to 50. Buzz is well over.
Way, way over.
Let's see. It's a 12-question test. Run through the whole thing very quickly, so keep your running point total.
All right.
After it's over, we will tell you how soon you will be dead.
Okay.
Now, you start with 0 points.
All right.
First question. How old are you? If you are 60 to 64, add 1 point. 65 to 69, add 2 points. 70 to 74, 3 points. It goes on. Anyone under 60 gets 0 points. So everybody in the room would start with a big zero.
All right.
Number two, are you male? Add 2 points.
Done.
Number three, are you normal weight, overweight, or underweight? If you're under normal weight, add 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
If you're normal or even overweight, add zero.
If you're overweight?
Yep.
Cool.
And here's why. It says, as you get older, losing a lot of weight is a bad sign.
All right.
Number four, if you have cancer, except for minor skin cancers, add 2 points. Okay. Mike, you want to add, what, 6? Let me see. Do you have a chronic lung disease that limits activities or makes you use oxygen at home?
God. Here they come.
Add 2 points.
Okay.
You do have that mass.
That doesn't count.
Number six, if you have congestive heart failure, add 2 points.
Bring it on.
Number seven, if you've got diabetes, any type, add 2 points. Mm-hmm. Number eight, have you smoked a cigarette in the last week? If so, add 2 points.
Just one.
Well, I'm going to put 2 because I have had a cigar.
Okay, and I have had nothing.
So.
All right, well, good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do you have difficulty showering or bathing because of a health problem or memory problem?
Does that mean every day?
Add 2 points if yes.
All right.
Do you have difficulty managing money, paying bills, or keeping track of your expenses because of health or memory problems? If so, add 2. If you have difficulty walking several blocks, add 2 points. If you have problems pushing or pulling large objects, like a living room chair because of health problems, out of breath, etc., add 2 points. And that is it.
All right.
Very simple.
Well, okay, now, add up your score.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. I have 4. Mike.
I have 2.
Buzz.
I have 4.
Robbie.
20.
If it's 0 to 5,
uh-huh,
you have a less than 4% risk of dying in the next 4 years.
Okay.
Whew. 6 to 9, you have a 15% chance. 10 to 13 points, 42% chance.
Mm-hmm.
If you get more than 14,
Rob,
there's an 84% chance you'll be dead by 2010.
Wow.
There you go.
How scary is that?
So there you go.
It would occur to me that all of us in this room have taken that very well, that we're fine. We're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, that's just, but Mike, that's just for the next 4 years.
Do we have to take it again in 4 years? Because by that time,
yeah,
you know, by that time, all the vapors will be getting to me.
Call me after the cancer.
The cancer.
I hate cancer.
The big casino.
Hate it.
Really?
Yes.
That's a bogus quiz.
It's a bold
quiz.
Statement.
I know, but I'll stand by it.
I know it's a bogus quiz, but I read it to you because it's in the medical thing.
It's another thing that's designed to scare people.
Guys are taking it. I know. Hold on, Robbie. Give me 1 second.
I might not have been straightforward on one of my answers because I am concerned about that showering in memory. I've had that happen to me, seriously.
We're trying to get this guy on the show next week. The Marine who alleges that he had gay sex with Clay Aiken, mm-hmm, in a hotel room. Remember when Clay Aiken allegedly went on this website, is a gay website, said he wanted some BFing, and we thought it meant...
And some tree nuts.
We thought it meant, you know, yeah, bad place, yeah, and it meant boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, right. Anyway...
Didn't he say, I want a discreet BF?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The ex-Marine has sent us, through his press press release, we're trying to book this guy on the show. He says, here's new information, that 2.5 hours after he had gay sex with Clay Aiken on January 2nd at the Quality Inn, Clay Aiken was back online at manhunt.com and gay.com. Clay Aiken admitted to him that he was online and then proved it to him by inviting him to view his video cam. On it, and the guy says that he has it burned into his computer.
Mm-hmm.
He has downloaded the mini movie of a naked Clay Aiken dancing, and you can see his face.
Wow.
So this is what the guy is claiming.
Uh-huh.
You know, we never get good guests on this show. We'd love to get this guy.
Love to talk to this guy.
We've been after this guy.
You got to grill him a little bit, too. Got to make sure he's on the up and up.
We're getting his people to send us the stuff, but more and more he's coming out now saying that he's had gay sex with Clay Aiken.
The only warning here for everybody before you count this as gospel, just remember, I've been to the shopping malls. There are a lot of Clay Aikens running around out there.
That's true.
A lot of Clay Aikens. Yeah.
What do you mean?
There are a lot of guys that look like Clay Aiken.
Yeah.
A lot of guys that look like Clay Aiken. We're going to have to take a long, hard look at that computer.
Oh, there's so many. You know, gays are everywhere. I mean.
I know.
I mean, not only are they out there living among us, and they're in our society, and they're in our media. Now, have you heard the latest?
Or.
I know we got a break.
Are we in theirs?
Oprah has decided that she wants to get into the whole gay thing.
Of course.
She's going to make a female version of Brokeback Mountain.
I'd be more inclined to watch that.
Starring Halle Berry and Charlize
Theron. Hello.
And incidentally...
Are they cowgirls?
Not a bad idea.
One more thing. Heath Ledger, who is going to play Rock Hudson now,
right,
was given his choice of characters in Brokeback Mountain. He specifically asked to be the character who is pitching, not catching.
Wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. He could have either been Ennis Del Mar or Jack Twist.
What was that first name?
Ennis.
Ennis.
I know, Mike. E-N-N-I-S. Ennis. I know it reminds you of a planet.
It does.
You know, Uranus. But no, it's Ennis.
Ennis.
The reason he wanted
to be Ennis?
The reason that he wanted to play Ennis is because in the very first sex scene in the movie, Ennis is the giver.
Ah.
Not the receiver.
No, now I understand. So why'd they offer him that first? What about the other guy, Gyllenhaal?
Well, he had no choice in the matter. They said to him, guess what? Right. Face down.
Yeah. You know, there might be a stigma with the Gyllenhaal role because, you know what? Deliverance with Ned Beatty. Yeah. I mean, really, for a long time, that's all people knew that guy for.
Right.
I'm sure it was a little painful.
The scream.
No! Anyway, so many gays. God, we love gays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love gays. We love queers.
Absolutely.
Really, when we come back, oh, son of a bitch.
Yes.
Now,
game.
Not you, son of a bitch.
No.
The game is simply son of a bitch.
Son of a.
Here is the setup. Where's the thing, Robbie? Thank you very much. All right. Now, hold on a second.
Page four.
The rule book.
Page four. This is another stupid interview. There's some guy in Asheville, North Carolina, who has been staring at a vial of sterile liquid water to see if it creates life. He also has a haunted house, and he believes in ghosts.
You're looking well.
Okay? Uh-huh. So, what do we have to say to this guy? Absolutely nothing.
Right.
However, we will entertain him for a couple of seconds and then take your phone calls.
Ah.
Now, just like we did yesterday,
with
the callers, we'll give you 60 seconds. The trick is, how many times when you're asking this guy questions about him staring at water, how many times can you say, son of a bitch?
Son of a bitch, in my opinion, is already better than I'll be damned.
Yep.
Because it's just more backwards. Son of a bitch!
And it can't be. Let me just be specific. I don't think we're going to accept, like, you son of a bitch.
No, that's an instant disqualification.
Or,
right.
You old son of a bitch.
You have to use it as the exclamation.
Right. Son of a bitch!
Son of a bitch.
Okay? 877-365-3636. Somebody wins $100. Somebody wins a Lewis Black ticket.
Cool.
It's a son of a bitch!
Son of a bitch.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Sean Hannity. Mike, this is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike Show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Uber honkies, Don and Mike.
Four, all right, now let's go and do this thing. If we can give away some Lewis Black tickets. Our man back in black, Lewis Black. Here in D.C. at the Warner Theater, April 21. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday at noon. Go to Ticketmaster.com. We've also got Samsung MP3 players from Circuit City. Go to CircuitCity.com. And we have cash money to give away.
Ooh.
Now, we were originally going to do, it's going to be a combination. Let me see, we were all set to do...
Explain yourself.
But as it turns out, it's going to be a combination of explain yourself, isn't that something, how about that, I'll be damned, and son of a bitch.
Got to put them all in there.
Today, the game is... Son of a bitch.
Right. Okay, that's it, right?
That's the game. Even though when the guy comes on the air, he thinks he's going to be... Oops, I'm sorry.
Explain yourself.
Right. He's going to be on the segment called Explain Yourself.
It's certainly worthy of Explain Yourself.
Okay, so it's a guy who's been staring at a vial of water...
To see if it will create life.
He's been staring at... Well, let's get him on the line.
Yeah.
Let's get him on the line and 877-365-3636, our phone number.
And is he staring at it online?
How many times in 60 seconds can you get in, son of a bitch?
Right.
Let's give it a try. Buzz, why don't you give us an intro, please?
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Don and Mike present Explain Yourself. Now, here are your hosts,
Don and Mike.
I do, Buzz, and sure happy it's Thursday. S-H-I Thursday, everybody. Hi, I'm Donnie.
And I'm Mikester.
Two for the road, and we're on the line right now. It's time for a segment that we have called Explain Yourself with a fellow from the Carolinas down there in the land of Beth Ann McBride.
All I know is after reading about this fellow, I'm sure thinking his eyes ought to be tired.
Explain yourself.
The deal is, he stares at water.
To see? F water, and by staring at it, he can create life.
Wow.
How about that?
H2O. Here's Joshua Warren. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
Hi, welcome to the show. The segment is called Explain Yourself.
Explain Yourself.
We're very fascinated with your little story here, Joshua, as far as staring at water to see if it creates life.
You're staring at water right now?
Not right now, actually, but that is the hypothesis we are testing, and I don't know if I myself looking at water is going to do anything to it, but we're wondering if...
Now Joshua, I'm wondering if you're staring at the water, are you thinking if you stare at it, that will create the life, or are you just waiting around to say something crazy will happen?
Explain yourself.
Explain yourself.
We're sort of testing the thought more than the actual visual.
You're testing the what?
The thought. Of the people.
The what?
A thought can manifest into a
condition. Did he say the F word?
No. No, I think he said hot.
Not the F word.
What's the word you said? The F word's a bad word to say on the radio.
Maybe I'll explain yourself.
The thought? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be a joke that I used to love telling with my good friends, the Nipples. It was a word that starts with the letter F. And ends with CK.
Yeah, what is it?
Fire truck.
Fire truck.
sorry to be working blue.
That's fantastic.
Joshua, we're kidding, of course, here on Explain Yourself.
And if you didn't say the bad word, and you did say thought, I just want to tell you, Joshua, that what we've always said is, it's the thought that counts.
Would you mind taking some calls?
Not at all.
Some of our listeners...
Super. Hopefully they'll know more about this subject than we do.
Right off of the audience is smarter than we are. Let's go to Sacramento, California. Here is Chris. Hi, Chris. You're on Explain Yourself with Joshua.
Chris, are you there? Oh, Christopher.
Let's go to Travis in Kansas.
Hello, Travis?
Hello.
Travis, you're on the air. Turn down your hip-hop. You're on the air with Joshua Warren.
Joshua Warren is looking at water to see if it creates life.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. My question is it like a purified bottle of water, or is it just water in a bucket?
It is a hermetically sealed vial of sterile water, and we have it and several controls.
Well, some bitch, do you stare at it 24 hours a day, or do you watch it at night?
Well, actually, for an entire month, this experiment will be in session, ending on March 10th. And I just ask
you. Some bitch, do you have a life other than staring at this bottle of water?
A what?
Well,
a life?
We've only got a certain amount of time for each caller.
Let's take another caller here.
We're interested in having a biologist look at it after this month.
Answer the question.
Any kind of
Hello, here's Jordan.
Slow down, Professor.
Jordan, you're on with the Professor. Jordan, go ahead.
We have Professor Joshua Warren here.
I'm sorry, yes.
I wanted to know what sparked your...
Jordan, hi, welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing? I wanted to know what sparked your original interest to do this.
Well, it was a curiosity in the mind-body dilemma, this idea that the mind...
Son of a bitch!
If indeed it exists, may somehow intersect with single-celled organisms by maybe low...
Son of a bitch!
...and congealing into a physical life form. So, we don't know what's going to happen, but that's why we conduct
experiments. Son of a bitch! Well, are you going to get this published in any popular science magazines or anything?
Well, if there is a positive result, I'd imagine there'd be quite a bit of interest, but...
Son of a bitch! I wanted to know, how long have you been doing this for now?
It started February the 10th.
son of a bitch. Don't That's worry, a long
they,
time.
They can't hear us right
now. So how long do you plan to keep doing this?
I like this guy.
No, March 10th, the experiment will be in session.
March 10th, son of a bitch. That's crazy. Well, could you? What else can you tell me about this? Are you having anyone help
Oh, I'm sorry. That's too much time you took there, son.
Your time is up. Let's take another one. Let's go to the great state of Washington. Here's the chipster, Chip. Chip from, where are you from in Washington? Chip?
Chip, are you there? We've got the professor on the line that's doing the water. The Agua experiment there.
Crazy. Here's Patty.
El Experimental Agua.
Patty from Maryland. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air. As you know, the feature's called...
Explain Yourself.
We're getting lots of insight as to this experiment.
You're on the air with Dr. Joshua. Go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Joshua, I was wondering, does the water ever start to boil?
Swell?
Son of a bitch, I would think it would boil. Does it ever change color?
Well, we don't know what's going to happen to it. At this point in time, we have no results, and so we don't know what we're getting, of course, until we have it analyzed.
Son of a bitch, do you ever take your eyes off of it?
Yeah, I do. I hardly ever look at it.
Oh, son of a bitch. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I think that ghosts are real in terms, at the very least, of the human experience.
Buzz?
Bitch, have you ever seen a ghost?
While she's playing, remind our listeners what the mystery word is today.
Explain, but I can't say that was the spirit of a dead person.
The word
did you see a face or a...
Nope.
Warm?
Son of a bitch.
Do you ever taste the water when you're looking at it?
Oh, no, it's all filled up very tightly using medical hermetic seals, and so seals won't be broken until next month.
Okay. Do you ever shake it and see if any bubbles?
We're out of time with you.
That's wonderful. Do we have time for one more?
I'm sure we do, Dom.
You know, I think that this is fascinating, and I want to thank our audience for stepping up and helping us.
It certainly cleared it up a little bit for me. Clear water? Spring water.
Let's go to
maybe flavored.
Alan from Louisiana. Alan.
It's Callan.
It's what?
Callan.
Callan.
Callan?
Callan.
Callan.
Spell that name for us, please.
C-A-L-L-E-N.
Callan.
Well, Joe Ardinger wrote A-L-A-N, but it's too late to fire him now. So why don't we just take your call? Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Joshua.
So Dr. Joshua. This water is distilled water, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
The guy's not a doctor.
Goddamn. Why wouldn't you be drinking it instead of just looking at it?
I'm terribly sorry. We don't like that kind of language on the show.
We want to apologize to you, Doc.
Sorry about that, Joshua.
Wow, that's... Ouch.
All we want to do is find out about the experiment, and we got a potty mouth going in.
Let's go to Robert in Virginia. Robert, hello, Robert.
Hi, how's it going, folks?
Hi, you're on the air with Joshua as we continue. Explain
yourself.
Go ahead there, friend.
This is outstanding. Hey, what do you think you might find in that water?
Well, we're hoping that if we can just find one
I'll be damned.
Cell there, it'll be interesting.
What's wrong with our listeners?
I'm not quite sure, but they don't seem to want to listen.
Can you hold on one second, Doctor?
Just a second, Joshua.
Hold on.
Swearing.
Once again, let's go to Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz?
Yes?
What's today's mystery phrase that pays?
The password is son of a bitch.
And that's the one that's working.
Okay. We'll try this with one more caller.
Idiots need not call.
One more.
He has 3 minutes.
Well, you've been told the doctor has 3 minutes.
Very short minutes. Let's take just one more call.
Let's go to Ben in the great state of Maryland.
Ben, you're on with the professor.
Hello, Ben. What is this? Oh, no. Now it says it's not connected to the server.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's a shame. We're having a technical issue. Are you there, Joshua?
Yes, I am.
All right. Sit tight. We're trying to reach our listeners. They're all fascinated about this. What would constitute a successful experiment, Joshua?
Well, if there's any deviation in the experimental sample...
Right, hold on, Tool. Hold on a second. All right, so the phones are down.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So what, we can't take any calls?
You can take...
No, just answer the question.
Not on this line, no.
Thank you. Okay. Well, then, get rid of the doctor, because the game's over. Right.
But that means that someone that's already called in has a chance to win a fabulous prize package.
That's true.
Buzz, did you get their names?
I did, and I know the winner.
Nope.
Outstanding.
standing.
It still says assistant producer is currently not connected to a server. Okay, thank you. Joe,
yeah.
I'm very glad you're back and you're on this.
I'm on it.
Joe.
Couldn't be happier you're back.
How do you think it went?
He's talking to the doctor. We gave him a title.
He's not a doctor.
But you know, spokesperson. You have very inquisitive listeners, and we appreciate it.
We made him a professor, and then you made him doctor. Dr. Joshua.
You know, sorry about that. We had to derail it right away because the phones... I mean, this goddamn place.
Heats up.
Somebody called Double G upstairs and tell Gigi to get us a goddamn phone system that works where you press a button and you can get a listener on the air. What did the doctor say, Robbie?
He said your format was weird, but he appreciated all questions.
Of course he did.
Good. That's a good how did it go.
Now let's see.
Or how it went.
How do you think it went?
How do you think it went?
Buzz was the official vote counter over there.
Right.
Buzz, names and how many son of a bitches did we have?
Here are your scores. Our first contestant, Travis, only had two, son of a bitch.
Ouch.
Coming in second was Patty. Our third contestant, Patty, had five, son of a bitch.
She was terrific.
She was pretty good.
And our winner, contestant number two, Jordan, had six, son of a bitches.
Six SOBs.
Sons of bitches.
Phantasmagorical.
Now, if we could get that guy on the telephone, I'd tell him he's won the Lewis Black tickets.
Unfortunately, the entire system has crashed now, Don. Yes. I'll be a son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, how about that phone system?
Isn't that effing something?
I'll be damned. I'll be damned if I'm not going to take that out and smash it.
How about that?
Well, we got some calls on the air. So
yeah, that phone system is really something.
That's great.
How about that?
I have a question for the phone system, Don.
What's that, Mike?
Explain yourself. Please explain yourself, phone system. And you too, JJ.
Explain yourself.
Listen, there are no worries in the world, because even though we couldn't continue that,
right?
Because those phones went down,
mm-hmm.
We've still got these lines.
No, I don't know what that means.
That we can call out on.
I know, and we can call out.
Okay, so we cannot, at this moment, we cannot take your incoming calls.
Oh, darn. Exactly.
However...
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
We can place outgoing calls.
Oh, that's fun. I've been waiting for this all day.
To sex lines.
I've been waiting for this all day.
Let's get busy.
You know why? And you know the main reason?
Hello there.
The audio is so good on this that it's going to sound really like somebody's on the line.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Because I believe that it fooled the flying tomato upstairs.
Yeah, you are a good whore.
Yes, excelente.
Not so dirty. I crave seduction.
Okay, so we'll have some fun with the tapes.
Very good.
The Michael Hughes.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hello there.
Oh, hi there. Hey, what are you into, Michael?
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
I am not into wine enemas.
I find an enema clears my mind.
My mind.
I knew a guy once who had coffee enemas.
I prefer red wine.
Red wine. Okay, red wine is fine.
Yes, red, in a box, warm to the touch.
Travis Hughes.
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
Of course, maybe the one that will get the most play.
La 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 la.
That will confuse the host.
And this is funny because
hi, this is Michael Hughes.
See, it's not really Michael Hughes, the general manager.
No,
not really Michael Hughes.
On his behalf.
No bad touch, please.
Michael Hughes makes the call as a copyrighted feature.
Do you love my glasses?
Okay, we'll call some phone whores. I think we'll call maybe the get-off line.
Oh.
Or sex-starved sluts.
Hello.
And we come right back. And thank you for everybody. Don't forget that. Isn't that something? How about that? I'll be damned and son of a bitch is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.
It was fantastic.
Stay tuned for Gambit.
On most of these CBS stations.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This must end.
Oh, I'm sorry. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader.
The girl of every man's wildest dreams.
Right.
Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, in color, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
You are goddamn right.
Eric, who's on the line? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Bara.
You are a good whore. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Hello there.
Yes.
Hello there. No way.
Hello there.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Now, this must end.
Okay, you ready for some fun?
I am ready.
Let's go. We've done phone ho theater before.
Right.
We've done it with random tapes from guys on TV shows and guys in movies.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it with, Jack Bauer. We've done it with Rosie O'Donnell. We've done it with Larry of the Corner.
Yeah.
This is the first time that we've ever just taken a guy who works at the station and had him cut a bunch of stuff for us.
Customized it specifically for the phone ho theater.
This our tribute to Michael Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, he's got to bear with me.
As we get through. And you never know the way it's going to go with these phone hoes. It could go, you know, where you get one that's lasts a long time. Sometimes they get a little too randy.
Yes. Now, I do have a cheat sheet here and what to
We're
push.
We're so glad you called. This service is brought.
I just have to tell her she's on the air.
That sounds like a big woman on the tape.
If you're under 18 years old or do not wish to pay for this call, hang up now.
No, baby.
Billing begins in 3 seconds.
Do it. Do it. Bill Michael Hughes. Come on.
To eavesdrop on X-rated phones, to hear introductions for women with hot, beautiful feet and long, shapely legs. Ooh, hi, handsome.
Here we go.
A beautiful, sexy babe is getting ready to please you now.
Now I just have to tell her.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hello there.
Hi, who's this?
You are a good whore. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Michael.
You are a good whore.
And what are you, Michael?
Hold on a second.
Take it easy, honey.
You're funny, Michael.
I'm wearing a little black dress.
Really? How little is it?
Seduce me with your feet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
What you got under your dress?
Oh, I love cheese.
Cheese.
Name a good cheese.
I can't think of one.
What cheese do you like?
Yours.
Oh.
Oh, I don't like that.
Be funny, Michael.
No.
No.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
I never had one before.
Let's get busy.
You had coffee enema?
I find an enema clears my mind.
Coffee ones too?
I prefer red wine.
Mm. I see.
Yes, red, in a box, warm to the touch.
What color panties you got on?
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
What color panties you got on?
I smell halibut.
You smell fishy?
Yes.
Down there?
Yes.
Michael.
Change me, Mommy. Slacks or a skirt? Can you help me make a decision?
Skirt.
Use the good powder. I'm a diaper enthusiast.
Uh-huh.
This is a perfect balance right here.
I want to sing.
Sing then.
Sing with me.
Sing then.
La 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 la.
That's some good singing, Mike.
Michael.
Yes?
Yes.
Seduce me with your feet. Not so dirty. I crave seduction.
Nice.
Hurry up. We're burning daylight.
Right?
Uh-oh.
We are,
we? Wow. Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
Am I? Why?
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
You get a lot of hookers, little Johns, I mean.
Yes.
Male prostitute. Nice.
Let's keep this our secret.
You got it.
Louder, please. We're not getting any younger.
You got it.
Make me feel loved.
How would I do that?
I find an enema clears my mind.
A red wine enema?
I prefer red wine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mmm, money.
I prefer money.
Hey, I like it saucy, not dirty.
Oh. Really?
You are a good whore.
You are too. Male prostitute.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes.
Can you help me make a decision?
Sing.
Yes, please.
Sing.
La 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 la.
That's good.
That's good.
Let's get busy. No bad touch, please.
Come on.
Hello there.
Hi.
Have you no desitin?
What did you say?
Have you no desitin?
Come on out, baby.
Use the good powder. I'm a diaper enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
M'lady, your feet are like a summer's day.
Yes, they are.
Middle. Oh, okay. She finally only.
That's the first out of the box.
Let's try another one here because she.
Oh my God!
You know where I keep trying to. Rob, here's the problem.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Right, then the next one where it says, "Oh yes,
you are a good whore."
That keeps coming up. You see? Can you fix that? Can you fix that?
Are you saying you have access to more?
Yes,
more
you
verbiage.
Are a good whore.
I was trying to come up. I kept pressing the button where it's supposed to say yes or hello. Tell me more.
Right.
And for whatever reason, you are a good whore.
Just
was programmed into like six of the buttons.
That, you know, it was a combination of his energy and her energy. It worked very well.
Good match.
I enjoyed this.
Oh, yes.
I truly did. Let's try the get off line.
Okay.
The get off line.
Hi, we're so glad you called. This service is brought to you by Creations for only...
Our tribute to Michael Hughes,
if you're under
the general manager.
...or do not wish to pay for this call, hang up now.
That last girl, like, said the dirty word that guys like to have their things called.
Yeah, she said it at the real end. We had to bail out. So we got
to
our money's
worth. To drop on X-rated phone to hear introductions from... ...for women with hot sex fantasies. It's beautiful feet and long, shapely legs.
Yes, they do. Here we go.
Ooh, hi, handsome.
Hi, baby.
A beautiful, sexy babe is getting ready to please you now. Stay on the line.
They hop on
your
quick,
dream
too.
Date is about to begin.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi there. You are on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes?
Oh, yes.
You are very, very happy today.
Yes.
Wow, it's nice to talk to somebody who has a lot of energy.
Change me, Mommy.
Where are you calling from?
I'm wearing a little black dress.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. What type of dress?
Hold on a second.
And I'm wearing a rocking pair of ruby slippers.
I like your combination there.
Sure. Tell me about cheese. Oh, I love cheese.
Well, what do you want to know about cheese?
Name a good cheese.
Swiss.
Another one.
Cheddar.
Another one.
Munster.
Another one.
Lisa?
Scooter.
Oh, I don't like that.
Really? Why?
Another one. Another one.
I don't know. You're going so fast.
Take it easy, honey.
Do you like provolone cheese?
Yes.
Cool. What other type of cheese do you like?
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
I've actually done a few before, yeah.
I find an enema clears my mind.
Really?
I prefer red wine.
Okay.
Yes?
I've never heard a preference for it, but red wine could be interesting.
Yes, red, in a box, warm to the touch.
Well, you wouldn't want it cold now, would you?
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
Well, a lot of people are very close-minded.
I want to sing.
So sing.
La, 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 la.
Oh, man, you are very energetic.
You are a good whore.
Thank you. I try.
Yes?
So what else can you tell me about yourself, Michael?
Not so dirty. I crave seduction.
Really?
Seduce me with your feet.
You like feet?
I smell halibut.
What's halibut?
Nope. Can't really decide.
Okay.
No bad touch, please.
Where are you going, man?
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
Really?
Yes.
How long have you been into that for?
Use the good powder, please.
Well, what type of powder do you like?
Have you no Desitin?
That's diaper rash cream, right?
Oh, yes.
I haven't used it before, but...
Change me, Mommy.
Okay, how do you like to be changed?
Make me feel loved.
I'll make you feel loved.
Time for loving. Let's get busy.
Okay. How do you like to get busy?
I find an enema clears my mind.
Really? And what
yes?
else clears your mind?
Hey, I like it saucy, not dirty.
Oh, really?
Nope, can't really decide. Can you help me make a decision?
About what?
Sensible slacks or a skirt.
Well, what do you think you'd look best in?
Sing with me.
I can't sing, sorry.
Time for loving.
Okay.
Make me feel loved.
Well, how can I make you feel loved?
Do you love my glasses?
I can't see your glasses.
Louder, please. We're not getting any younger.
I can't see your glasses.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Really? Very, very kind of Daniel Steele-like novel you live.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what you said.
Hey, can you repeat something for me?
Yes.
Can you say Penelope?
No.
No, why?
What cheese do you like?
She's on to it after.
I like Penelope cheese.
5 minutes. She
another one.
She figures it out.
Penelope.
Another one.
First Penelope. Time she figured it out.
Another one.
Is this a recording?
Oh, I don't like that. You are a good whore.
Why, thank you.
Now, this must end.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, and goodbye.
Bye. She's not hanging out.
She's still there.
I think she's still Hello? There.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi, Michael Hughes.
Hello there.
Hi.
See how many times she'll say hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello there. Hello there.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
Take it easy, honey.
You take it easy.
No.
Okay.
No way.
No way?
I want to sing.
No sing.
La 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 la. Sing with me.
No way.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Competition.
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
I am.
Oh, I love cheese.
You love cheese, and I'm scaring you?
Tell me about cheese.
Cheese is good.
What cheese do you like?
I like Swiss cheese.
Another one.
Swiss cheese.
Name a good cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Another one.
Swiss cheese.
Oh, I don't like that.
Really?
You are a good whore.
Why, thank you.
Now, this must end.
Okay.
Goodbye and goodbye.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi, Michael Hughes.
Hello there.
Hi.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Really?
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
I could be.
Money.
You work for a radio station?
Oh!
I smell halibut.
Oh, that halibut. That's the oil company?
Yes. No.
Halliburton.
Oh, man. I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
Most people are not open-minded.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's one of my favorites. Whoa.
Hello?
I want to sing. Sing with me.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No way.
Way.
No.
Way.
Yes.
Way.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
Please what? Give you a wine enema?
Sing with me.
Sing with you?
Yes, please. La 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 la. Now, this must end.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come on and buzz a little.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi, Michael Hughes.
You know, we do have the best one ever, don't we?
She has hung in there, and really, I believe.
Hello?
80% of that?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
She didn't know that Hughes. It was a recording.
Okay, all right, I got to hang up.
Say goodbye.
That was
That experiment was a success. Hey.
One of the best ever.
She, I swear to God, she didn't know. At least until 5 minutes into it.
No, she went through, and then she said, is this a radio station? Even though we said right at the beginning, you're on the air. Yeah, like you wouldn't know what it's like.
Yes, 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 yes.
By
yes.
The way you were doing it, it was the keyboard where she just, I mean, that first part where you really establish.
Hello
trust.
There. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Worked great.
I'm wearing a little black dress.
All right, let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz, it's me.
He made it up.
I smell halibut.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
Oh, well.
You are a good whore.
Now, let's not have Dick Cheney talking like that.
The image of him falling is something I'll never be able to get out of my mind.
Like, was, take it easy, honey.
I'd have to say one of the worst days of my life.
Oh, I don't like that.
Buzz, what are your lead stories on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, no one shot today by the vice president. How much you want for that kidney? And no matter how sexy, sheep are people, too.
No way.
There he is.
No way. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
which are coming up next
on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi there. That was very...
That was very professional, Travis.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespo?
The Don and Mike Show.
Up handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this
and more.
Right, right.
The Big and the Pretty. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for two segments of Buzz's News and Comments tonight. Buzz brought to you by Cox. COX. Communications. Your friend in the digital age. Cox. COX. Services include local long-distance telephone, high-speed intranet, digital cable. Call in 703-480-6222. And now here is...
Ooh, can I ask a question before you bring the newsman in here? Who is on the record player here?
Old Courtney Love record.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Courtney Love.
I think it's back when she was in Hole.
Wow.
I think... the song is Malibu.
Man.
Remember, I used to play it all the time on the show.
Yeah, I didn't remember it. It's a little Sheryl Crow-ish.
Yeah, it is
Sheryl Crow-ish. Yeah. I'm amazed that it's Courtney Love.
Yeah. And once again, here is Fred. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, we begin tonight with another tale of bloodshed, but this time not at the hands of the vice president. This time it was at the hands of a McDonald's employee in Gastonia, North Carolina. 42-year-old Laura Davis.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
There he is. 42-year-old Laura Davis took her Happy Meal back to her office and was eating it at her desk. She had almost finished her fries when she noticed the red stuff, and it wasn't ketchup.
Oh, now, bud.
McNightmare.
I hate it when you talk about a fine sponsor of this show.
It was human blood. The manager apologized and fired the bleeder, adding unemployment to injury. McDonald's won't comment on a pending lawsuit. Laura's only asking for about $10,000.
You know, I do believe, incidentally, that hell is frozen over.
Why? What's the indication?
If I'm not mistaken, I think McDonald's is buying advertising on our show.
What?
Oh, wow. Well, what the hell did you have that story for, Buzz?
I regret the error.
I mean, I'm not sure. I think I heard, what's her name? The ditzy traffic lady, Rita Slug.
Jessica?
No, the one on the radio. What's her name?
Michelle Hughes?
Yeah.
That's it.
She said, you know, brought to you by McDonald's.
Oh, no. When I opened up my Happy Meal and saw the blood, that's the worst day of my life.
We have a tape of the employee.
I feel very bad about it.
I'd like to hear that.
Good evening, Dr. Mornay.
My dear Cup, it's so good to see you again.
That's
you look more charming than when I saw you last.
Babala.
Laura says she's suing because she found out McDonald's wasn't going to pay for the battery of tests she needs to make sure she hasn't picked up some horrible disease.
Andara.
Yes, indeed. Let's say McDonald's no longer stinks, according to our show.
It's my kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
Do-it-yourself home abortions. What could possibly go wrong?
I'm like an elephant, though.
How so?
I never forget. I mean, it's like 20 years of not advertising with us.
Yeah, really?
What took you so long, McDonald's?
What's the deal?
What took you so
long? You know, it's that one lady, isn't it? I should be quiet.
Thanks, Mike.
I should really shut that
up. There you go. You're having a good week.
I should really shut up.
Really good week.
You know, but it's true.
You're going to be getting a phone call. You are.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
It's that wonderful, forget it. There's no way.
No, you can't.
There's no way of punching myself out of this right now.
No, you can't.
We regret the error.
It was, I didn't mean anything.
No.
And besides, I don't even know if they advertised with us or not, or if it was just a deal where they threw it, like, on the show.
Right.
What?
I was mopping it to you, because I can't say it now. I get in trouble again. I'll write it down for you. Okay. Let me write it down for you.
There was a time when the McDonald's food chain would not advertise on our show.
Yeah, mainly because of Howard, I thought.
No, this is back when me and Mike worked at the other station.
I could say this on the air, but it's inside, and it really, you know, it's something that really.
You know what? I thought that was going to be the name of the situation comedy. Let me see who guys say that's about.
About my life?
About what?
About my life.
Hold it up again. Hold on. You'd have to put an S on the end, though. It's those.
Gotcha.
Not just one. You've had many.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Anyway, hi, Buzz.
I think I'm ready to solve the puzzle.
Okay.
Do-it-yourself home abortions. What could possibly go wrong? Well, actually, nothing in the first 9 weeks, according to the health department in London. Instead of taking a pill in a hospital, the woman takes it. No, it's just a pill. It's a chemically induced abortion.
No, I got the new way to handle it.
There are really no tools needed.
Sure there are.
You wouldn't, for example, need a saw. Just a glass of water and a pill. You certainly wouldn't need a chainsaw.
You do this if you got twins.
It's just a pill.
That you take guys,
in England?
Yeah. Some guys use a pill. Some guys use a chainsaw.
Instead of taking a pill in
the
hospital.
Same result.
The woman takes the test, or the pill, rather, in the privacy of her own home with a prescription. After experimenting...
England can kiss my ass.
Experimenting with this for 2 years, one official says, we haven't had any significant problems. Abortions outside of hospitals seem to be safe, end quote. For England's hospitals, home pregnancy termination would mean 20,000 fewer hospital patients every year.
I think abortions are groovy.
Medicines...
Oh, okay. You're going to have to walk through that ticket line tomorrow.
Medicine's brave new world also begs the question...
I think they're great.
You know,
so
that,
that's your stand on it. You don't want to use like the right to life or pro-choice. You just
that's
your bumper sticker.
Abortions are groovy.
You realize you realize that's a controversial position.
No, he was not aware of that.
Okay, all right.
Flower power.
Medicine's brave new world also begs the question: how much for a kidney? A group of doctors is recommending that people be allowed to sell their qualified kidneys to patients who need them. Go ahead, look it up in your copy of Kidney International. In this month's issue, a paper by two American doctors says letting people sell their organs legally is the only way to meet the need and the only way to stop the black market on organs. And
this is Rip Taylor. I will be in the Metroliner tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Washington, D.C.
Mention having his.
And the black market doctors who install them.
Right.
Black market.
The docs say a kidney would be worth about $40,000.
Hello there. Welcome to the black market.
Now, I don't think it's that kind of market, actually.
No. It's
say hello to my associate.
This is Robert the Mailman.
No.
Simply
would you like a nice kidney?
Underground.
Can I introduce you with a pancreas?
What market are we at here?
The black market.
One Canadian couple may have taken Valentine's Day too far this year. Jennifer and Amal did a crazy romantic thing. They got matching. You may boo even more after you hear this, Rob, because Jennifer and Amal up in Canada got matching radio ID tags implanted. Implanted. Now, each one can know precisely where the other is at any given moment and access each other's computers.
Isn't that what you got when they took the pellet out of your mouth? Didn't they, like, put a radio chip in there, Rob?
I was out for 2 hours.
You know, I used to always... A kid when Frida was alive that she had had LoJack installed in my sack.
Right. Right.
To make sure that she could find me at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz, you of all people should just shut up about this and not mock this, because I remember a time...
I'm not mocking, I'm warning.
No, I'm remembering a time...
Oh, this is that sweet romantic story about
Buzz. That's right. That Buzz and Marcia are, I think, leaving Chicago...
That's right.
...to come work here...
That's right.
...with us,
mm-hmm.
And they had two cars.
Right.
And as they were driving together, they were speaking on...
On wireless headset walkie-talkies.
This was before the age of cell phones, uh-huh. And... Your incredibly romantic statement to her.
Poetic, really.
Was that you were like, and I remember, Buzz, this has got to be 17 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Swear to Christ, it's true. We are like two geese flying south. We'll be together forever.
Like the geese do.
Yeah.
Is it swans?
No, geese.
Geese
mate for life, and that was the metaphor at work there.
He said that he and Marcia were like geese.
Like a mall, I had a crazy kooky moment, a crazy romantic moment.
Well, now that makes sense. That's why I saw those two, Marcia and Buzz, out there soiling the golf course.
So
got a little Australian Shepherd there. He chased him away.
Here's the question now.
Yes?
Now if you had to make an 18-hour car drive somewhere,
uh-huh,
in separate cars,
uh-huh,
with Marcia in one car and her in your car,
uh-huh,
would you still talk to her on a cell phone and say, we're like geese? Or would you just turn your telephone off? 17 years later, be honest.
I might forget to turn the phone on.
There you go.
There would be some sort of technical malfunction.
Yeah, it happens.
I don't know. I wanted to make the geese call. I'm your goose.
Well, going in a tunnel.
All of a sudden, they start out on the trip back out of the driveway. You hear this plastic crunch, and Buzz goes, oh.
And Buzz, it's not that I'm throwing you under the bus. It's just that for years
you had to live with that.
You know that Frida would say to me stuff like,
I would hear,
how come you won't go for a walk with me in the woods? And I would say, God, I I would say, guys don't do crap like that. Guys only do crap like that when they're getting engaged.
Or hoping to get lucky.
She would always say, don't you remember when Buzz and Marcia were driving here from Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
That they were like two geese together.
Right.
That was so wonderful.
Me and my big mouth.
Bo, you dick.
I am so sorry. If there's anything I can do to make it up to you, just let me know. Mm-hmm. But since
Jennifer... know, all of my relationships, prior to this wonderful one that I have now.
And,
and Carl, I do have to say, if you're listening, thanks for the massager. I really wanted to say that they would always say, I'm their little leprechaun. I always thought it was a nice Irish thing.
Uh-huh.
They would always say, you're my little leprechaun, and when I get to your house, I'll find that pot of gold.
That is sweet.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
Michael Mary,
kind of Irish thing.
He's magically delicious.
Yeah.
So Jennifer and Amal up in Canada got these chips implanted so they can keep track of each other at all times.
That's stupid.
Since they aren't living together, the chip also gives them access to each other's apartments. Amal is a gadget freak who doesn't like to carry keys, so now the chip inside his hand unlocks doors, enters passwords, and now connects him with Jennifer at all times.
I would love to have technology, not necessarily implanted in me, but technology to do without keys.
Yeah, wouldn't that
nothing
be great?
Would make me happier.
That part would be great. The part where anybody can track you anywhere at any time, maybe not such a good idea.
Yeah, but I'm not planning on like knocking over a convenience store and hiding in the woods.
Well, speak for yourself. Jennifer has one too, and her idea, she thought it'd be romantic. Amal and Jen are now in their 20s. Soon they'll be digging those chips out with a penknife.
Buzz ACLU Burbank. Right over there.
That's right.
I would have to agree.
Everybody has the right to knock over a convenience store.
I would have to cite with my friend Buzz.
I
agree with you, Mike. I agree with you that if you got nothing to hide, who cares if they're watching?
Right.
But on the other hand, even if you ain't doing anything, they shouldn't be watching and knowing where you are.
You're right about that. It's to me, I would probably give up that civil liberty for a little convenience. Especially if I could, like, walk up to my door and go Shazam, and it would unlock.
Well, don't you think eventually that it'll be like in the movies that you have a handprint or a thing that identifies your eyes?
What I'd like to
when
have...
When you get to the front door.
You know, I don't want it implanted in me. What I'd like to have is maybe just like you put a little wristwatch thing on, and you've got the chip in there. And if you ever want to take the wristwatch off and you want some privacy, you take it off. But the wristwatch has the technology where you can do that.
You put the watch on a Greyhound bus to Missoula.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know, if somebody's tracking you, you put the watch somewhere.
Now we're in Buzz's fantasy land. You know, now we're in Marcia's at home one night about 9:30. Where is Buzz? The show ended 2 hours ago.
Let me bring him up on the computer.
Montalula, where'd you say?
Missoula, Michigan.
Missoula, Michigan?
Yeah. I thought it was Missoula, Montana.
Oh, okay, let's say that. I don't know.
Why is he there? There are no geese there.
Here in the States, 1 in 5 of us already feels as though someone's watching or listening, and for 1/3 of 1,000,000 of us, someone is. That's our story when we come back.
All right, big brother.
Jay Severin doesn't have that feeling.
No, not at all. Nuke him. There you go. That's that show. Nuke them. You want to tune into that? Nuke them.
How's the Percocet working out for you?
Awesome.
Rob is really high today.
Everybody's on drugs.
I'm not.
That's right. You're not today.
I'm not.
You're not on your bike today.
I am not.
Buzz, anything in your system?
Whatever remains in my bloodstream.
Buzz, Rob, you're on it, right? You're on Percocet?
Oh, yeah.
Joe's still on the blood pressure medication.
And glue, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And John Norman, I think I'm pretty sure... Just drunk.
Just drunk, as usual.
Just drunk.
Yeah, good.
Zima.
Just drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Zima. Yeah,
love
that's
love
great.
The spritzer.
That's great.
And I don't know if I constitute being drunk. Getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of an as-we-speak thing.
You know, that,
by the end of the show, full drunk. That's just minutes away.
High tolerance.
Absolutely. High tolerance, bad liver. Feeling great.
And Vicodin, is that why you asked me out in the hallway if I'm okay?
Well, yeah, actually. I mean, you did some spewing the other day when you were under the influence of Vicodin on the air, and I was just concerned.
Now, it was in the last break of the show
That's
yesterday,
right.
And
That's
as
right.
I recall, I was loopy and rather festive.
Because I could see you, and I knew that you were smiling and that you were loopy and festive.
Yes, but...
But what you're saying was kind of sad.
Okay,
so
what was I saying yesterday that was sad?
Well, you were saying you weren't happy, you didn't like yourself, you were not a happy person as well.
Well, my wife is dead, you dick.
Well, I know that. Mean, you know I don't mean. Think that's being a dick, but I know that.
Well, for future reference, if you're going to spew, spew into this.
Because really, I mean, it wasn't 10 minutes ago we were in the hallway.
Right.
I think we've had a pretty decent week of shows. Today's been a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz said to me, as a friend,
right.
You know, you're doing okay.
You
and
okay?
I said, yeah, why? And he said, well, yesterday, some of the things you said yesterday, I'm just worried about you.
Seemed a little down. I was just worried. Because you said you have nothing going for you.
That was the whole self-loathing discussion.
Yeah. And
we are all filled with self-loathing.
But despite the horrible things that have happened, you still have friends and you have life.
No.
And you have a great show.
I've not taken any Vicodin at all today. I'm straight. I'm sober. But
good.
My life blows.
Not that much.
Yes, it does. But it's okay.
All right.
I'm fine with
it. Well, that's
Buzz.
Good.
I'm fine with it.
All right.
This is it, right?
That's
you know
why
what?
I asked.
This is a happy time.
That's
so
right.
You're saying your life blows?
Yeah.
Jeez. Wine. I prefer red wine.
Okay. Buzz, what's next?
Spying. More spying.
Oh, spying. Uh-huh. Right, spying. Right. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Champion hot baggers, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Buzz, I hate to cut into your news time. I would only do it for an important call.
A call?
And I promise it's not Dennis Murphy. Okay?
That's good news.
Say this person called us. It's always a pleasure to hear from our former producer, Beth Ann McBride. Hey, B.A.
Hey,
B.A.
Hey.
See, you thought it was
I thought it was Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin.
It really is Beth Ann.
No, Beth Ann. Hi, B.A. Beth Ann just called in right as we went to break.
How are you?
What's happening, Toots?
I'm fine. I miss you guys. It's so good to hear your voices. I can't believe it.
Well,
it really is. But I do hear Tom Gavin's voice because he calls me all the time.
So have you gotten this little whim out of your system, ready to come back now?
Yeah, right. Like, you'd want me back.
Sensible flax or a skirt.
You know, I really do miss you. I really do. But the reason I'm calling is kind of important. I debated whether on to call or not, because if I call, then I don't want to think it gives you permission to call me when I'm on the air. You know what I'm saying? So,
what are you wearing?
And for the record, when we called you before, after your cell phone's breaking up,
I think it sounds great.
That's unfortunate.
We didn't call you with the intention of having you put us on your show,
right?
But I learned that from you. I know. You know? Can I tell you?
Okay.
It was the best part of my show that day.
Now, what did you have some pressing reason for calling?
Yeah. Okay. So I get my mail today, and in my mail is a letter, and it's a huge letter, and I turn it over, and there's this big balance sticker, two doves smooching, and I go, okay, but it looks like big handwriting. It's with a Sharpie, and I open it up, and inside is a smaller card that doesn't have any writing on it. I open it up. And it's one of these old-timey Valentines that you remember when we gave to our teachers when we were little?
Right, for little kids, okay.
And included with this, and I've seen it before, and you'll remember, is this certified cashier's check for $106.70.
Is this the person that funded you in fantasy football?
Right.
This is your stalker sends you money?
Do you remember there was some dude out there that kept sending Beth Ann money, even though we you know, it's going to get back to money again with Beth Ann. But she complained that she couldn't afford.
And a guy, one particular listener, sent her like little $5 checks once, or $5 cash.
She couldn't afford to join our fantasy football league, so she actually let a listener pay.
Uh-huh. I did.
So the guy sends you more money.
And I'm going, oh, my gosh. And I read the card on the back. It says, to BA from Don and Mike fan. Happy Valentine's Day from another hardworking gal.
Oh, baby.
Very good.
Hello.
So your secret admirer is, has been a lady all along.
I know, and then I go, God, I'm, but I will still deposit the check, and I want to thank her, and that was so kind.
What was the check for this time?
$106.70.
Jesus, where you live now, that'll buy you a house.
No, Mike, and you can come live with me.
Oh, I'd love to. You know that. Of course I would.
I know that. Anyway, well, I had to tell you guys, and I debated on whether to call, but you were the only people I could share it with. Nobody else would understand.
It was a lesbian love.
Well, yeah, I thought that was kind of weird.
It's great hearing from you. We miss you. Would you like...
I miss you guys so much. Are you okay, Don? Am I allowed to ask that? Are you doing good?
In regards to what, Beth Ann?
Your accident.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Absolutely.
I mean, I get people email me and call me all the time.
I'm just fine. Listen, would you like to make a trade?
For?
We'll take anything you've got, and you take Joe.
And $106.
And $106.70.
I got to say another funny thing. Once a producer of the Don and Mike show, always a producer, I'm going home on Monday night at 6:30. My cell phone rings. It's Tom Gavin. Hi, Tom. He goes, where's Joe? I go, I think he's at the show, Tom. And he said, no, he's not. I've been trying to call. What do
Tom
you mean,
called
Tom?
You.
On your cell.
So,
honey,
so
you got to change that number.
Well, you know, but in a weird way, I don't mind. So I said, what do you mean he's missing? What do you mean he's gone? Is he like Cal Phil's family member missing? Or what's going on? It's 6:30, Tom. This is not the time to call me. You should call me after 3 o'clock.
He flipped
and
out.
And he said he didn't know, and you guys kept hanging up on him, and Joe wasn't on the show. But then someone emailed me what happened. So.
Yeah, everything's fine. Oh, hey,
I know.
ABA, hold on a second.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Oh, I got to tell you another funny story.
She's not even. She figured out that it's taped right away.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Okay, we got 1 minute before we have to break. What else?
Okay, well, I don't know. I really probably shouldn't tell you.
Why? Come on,
well,
say it.
Well, I work for the company at a place where you can't say things, and you're at a place you can't. Okay. I get an email that Dave Howard has left.
True.
Yes, we've heard that.
Okay. So I still have my employee sheet from, I have everybody's direct number from JFK. So I go, I really like Dave. I want to say goodbye to him. So I call his direct number. Someone answers on the speaker, and this person says, Dave Howard's office. And I said, Dave Howard. And this person said, who is this? And I said, Dave Howard. Hoping he's going to recognize this.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
She's
what?
Just babbling. She misses us so much.
She does.
She misses us.
You do.
So much.
You miss us, don't you?
Even I got to tell you the story.
Okay,
you miss us.
Man, it's fun to watch.
This person says, I hear, this is Jeff Hedges. And I go, no, I'm not Jeff Hedges. Steve, I sound nothing like Jeff Hedges. And the boy says, Bethann, this is Jeff Hedges.
Oh.
And I go, oh, what are you doing in there? And I had to play dumb. What are you doing there? And he goes, Dave resigned from the company last night.
That's a great story, Bethann. That's a great story. We love you.
You hated it. You hated this.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes, we love you and we miss you.
Okay.
No, really.
I really do love you guys, I really do miss you. And
listen, the new producer is really screaming at me. We have to break something you never did.
Okay. You wouldn't let me do it. What are you
love
talking
you.
About?
Best, love you.
Best to you and your daughter.
Love you, Bethann.
Thank you. Bye, you guys. Bye, guys. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She goes.
Buzz.
Yes.
It's a good story.
Sorry about that.
Story about love with a sheep when we come back.
Hey, it all ties together, don't you think?
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Stay classy, Sacramento, with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Always good hearing from Beth Ann.
Yep.
A girl can tell a story, can't she?
Oh, man. I think she wants to be back here.
Yeah.
Got a few clues during that conversation.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hey there.
Because of one crazy night with a sheep in Battle Creek, Michigan, Jeffrey Haynes is going to prison for up to 20 years.
Battle Creek, Michigan. Snap, crackle, pop.
Yep.
Rice Krispies.
And when Jeffrey gets out of prison, he'll be a registered sex offender. The 20 years is because Jeff not only violated a sheep, he violated parole after going to prison for burgling houses.
Daddy!
Jeff knows his karma needs a little work, so he's willing to do the time, but he draws the line at being labeled a sex offender, the kind of person you'd want to keep away from women and children.
Joe.
Jeff's arguing that the sex offender list is for people who commit crimes against humans, not animals.
Right. Joe. Right.
And finally, a story about former Maryland Governor William Donald Schaefer, who's now the state's comptroller. People are up in arms because he was looking at the ass of a young aide to the governor who just brought him a cup of tea. He enjoyed it so much, he asked her to walk again.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
She was, of course, a little embarrassed, but then everyone did the mature thing, got over it, and moved on. The dude is, after all, 84 years old.
Leave him alone.
From a different time, back when that was a compliment. But now there's hand-wringing about how we've struggled to stop sexual harassment in the workplace. Quoting Schaefer, the day I don't look at pretty girls, I die.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Put that on my tombstone. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Schaefer.
Yeah. In that great 84, he's still doing
it. Boy, look at the ass on that, boy.
Come on. Hey, listen, walk by me again so I can look at your derriere.
We got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, and you Percocet boy.
I forget the rules. Yes, pills and Percocet and beer or not?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.